United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credit.
Jim Baker resigned.
Let's go! Flash.
Tracy and friends here on WSOM AM 600, the 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. And it is the 12th of February 2014. I've got Jeff in the studio with me.
February, doesn't it?
No. But it's a little chilly outside. It's definitely fall.
You said February.
I said September.
I think
February?
Yes, you did. I think you were sounding like it.
Let me say why I got the wrong date.
Mm-hmm.
One, because it's cold in here. I need to turn that air off.
Hold on.
Okay, that's number one.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, I got to tell y'all a story.
No, don't tell.
I got to tell the story. The three number is 347-945-5229.
On WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial.
Yeah, that too. And on iHeartRadio and on Tracy and Friends and on BlogTalkRadio/Tracy and Friends. We are in the house. But I got to tell y'all a story. This is important. This is some important stuff. You know, I got a new car. But the new car is, you know, it's new to me, but it's not new to new. So, you know, when you get a used car, you always got to take it back and get some things tweaked that you didn't see during your test drive. So, and, you know, if you got a good dealer, they're pretty good at it. So, you get done with that. So I had to take my car in today because there's a couple things that I need to get done. So I asked my friend, because my mom is a little bit older, and I didn't want her to have to go all the way out to Canfield to come on back here to go at this early in the morning. And I know Jeff is coming from the suburbs because, you know, he got it like that. So I asked him, will you pick me up? So, and him picking me up, you know, that's simple. Will you pick me up? No problem. So I said, I told him, go over here. I'm going to be right here across the street from here. Oh, no, that's not the right place. I confused him all the pieces. So he picks me up. And I'm sitting waiting in the car, 8:15, trying to figure out, you know, when's Jeff gonna get here? I think he might be lost. And I'm okay. And so we get in the car. Jeff finally finds me. He goes to the wrong place because he can't hear because he's old. So I come. No. Don't quit smacking him. And so he picks me up, and we come down 224 because y'all know everything we got is in Boardman. So we come down 224. He don't make no stops. He don't even stop at the red lights. I think he's going to run in the back of cars because he don't even stop for the cars in front of us. I'm telling you, he didn't make no stops. So it's not like there's a sleight of hand. He stopped, and something happened. So we come into the studio. And I'm sitting here, and I'm getting set up. I'm turning on the computers. I'm making the phone calls. I'm getting set up. Jeff pulls out a full breakfast from Bob Evans. He hasn't said, do you want anything? I'm going to Bob Evans on my way. He ain't said, Jeff. And you know what he tells me? I did this this morning before I left out. Well, heck, I asked you to pick me up on yesterday. That ain't got nothing to do with it.
The plan was in place when you said that.
Have you heard? You know, if you text somebody, I'm stopping at Bob Evans. Is there anything you want, a sausage sandwich?
You said you were on a diet.
I still got to eat breakfast?
No, you can't eat this breakfast. You can't have this.
I don't eat. You're right. I can't. I don't eat eggs.
Well,
I don't eat eggs. But what I can, it's Bob Evans.
Eggs good.
Listen,
for you.
They have a menu.
I don't
Bob,
know.
Bob
don't
Evans
know
has
about
a menu.
That.
You come in here
Call
with
Bob.
A full-fledged breakfast. He hasn't said, did you want anything? Yes, what's
I'm
wrong?
Celebrating.
Celebrating what?
I'm celebrating that the Browns beat Pittsburgh last night.
No. They beat the Browns. Wow. The Ravens whipped on Pittsburgh. They whipped them like they stole something.
Woo! They did.
I think they were making a point for Rice.
I think they were.
They said, we got it like this.
we ain't missing, dude. We love him, but, hey,
but
we ain't missing him.
He ain't the only one that can play.
He ain't the only sign at the beach.
I noticed that when I saw that.
They
the Steelers stayed in Pittsburgh. Where were they playing?
They were,
I think they're playing in Pittsburgh.
Well, then they went to Baltimore.
Mm.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. It's Friday. You know what that means. It's open mic. And so we are here. But I just want you to know, I just can't believe he did that. That's just so wrong. I do understand how wrong that is. I mean, that's just wrong. How do you do that?
Well,
didn't say, do you want a biscuit?
I'm asking you a question.
It's Bob Evans. I'm going to Bob Evans. You want a biscuit?
I'm asking you a question.
What, Jeff?
Now.
What?
When you took my friends and started gallivanting around the country, did you say, Jeff, do you and Cheryl want to go with us? Or anything like that? So I'm just thinking, you took my friends. Look at that. Turn that thing off. Is that your pastor calling? I don't think so.
Okay. Yes?
Anyway, I just thought I didn't want to tempt you beyond, you know, what it was, because, you know, we're trying to get you married off, you know, and all this stuff. And people coming in and finding out things about you that I can't get away.
That's amazing. That's kind of tough. I'm
you've become too public of a figure.
I can't go.
And you have
people know my business. I'll be like, come on.
You need a publicist now.
Oh no, we're not there yet. But I'm going to the Browns game Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to Youngstown State University game tomorrow.
Saturday. Oh, which one was the big boss referring to then?
He's talking about Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday the Browns game.
Look at this. You going to the Browns game? That is a waste of a Browns ticket.
Why is it a waste of a Browns ticket?
Yeah.
I've never. You know what? Listen, I have been to a professional hockey,
mm-hmm.
soccer, basketball, baseball, boxing. I have never been to a professional football game.
Wow.
So tomorrow will be my first time.
Well, I got to get with Sticks and go to a NASCAR.
I've never been to NASCAR. But I will say this. Can y'all order some heat for me?
No, you got to dress right Sunday.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. I got to put on shoes. I thought, you know, I thought we was going to do flip-flops all through September for the football games. That would have been cool. No, we got to have a little overcast.
As long as it warms up for the last weekend of the month, I don't care nothing about it.
Yeah, that would be nice. That would be nice because it's cold. And No.
We got a party to go to.
We got a party to go to. It's got to be warm in the last weekend of the month.
It's got to be.
It's got to be warm.
I'm putting in my order ahead of time.
Yeah, we're going to ask God for please, Lord, some warm weather for the last weekend of the month.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We need it for the party and we need it for Oktoberfest because it's all the same weekend. So,
yeah,
Lord, please, let us have
the whole last weekend.
I need a warm, nice 70, 80 degree weather.
Oh.
That would be real nice.
Yeah, it would.
Flip flop, warm, getting the swimming pool weather.
Yeah,
be great.
Yeah.
I'm beating this drum. And I want to get to the president, so I'm quite sure we'll get there, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's useless to talk about because they don't even know that ISIL stands for Islamic. But don't worry about it.
No, not Islamic.
It has nothing to do with that. It's nothing about belief system. This is all about, you know, their cousins. So I got to go back to the – I saw Robin Givens this morning. And
trotted her out.
Hold on. Robin Givens, you know, she got beat down by Mike Tyson.
And
then they called Mike Tyson. Now, Mike Tyson went off the other day because somebody pulled his coattail, and he was upset. And everybody is on this bandwagon. And I don't want anyone to think that I am condoning domestic violence or women getting beat. That is not – let me repeat this. I do not condone, I do not harbor, I do not share that we ought to allow women to get beat down. That is not what I'm saying. But I'm tired of other people using other people's tragedy for their glory. That's a problem for me. And that's what's
right.
happening. I'm glad they're going after the NFL commissioner because he knew. The boy told him, yeah, I punched her. Not just because you can see it, but he told him. We all knew he told him. He confessed. You can't beat me because I confessed when you had already punished me. And he was making $44 million in salary, Jeff.
Right.
So if anybody needs another NFL commissioner, tell them. I know Condoleezza Rice is their number one pick, but tell them to give me a call.
Oh, give me a call. I need it. Just give me 1 year. That's all I need. That's all I need. 1 year. Plus, I put all these policies in place. Here's the thing. How do these grown behind people in these huge, huge, far-reaching organizations not have a policy concerning
women?
Period. They don't have policies. Every organization has to have policies. You learn that in management school.
But you don't.
You have to have it.
But you have policies, but you don't really see. This is it. Most employers, very few have domestic violence policies in their contracts or in their. It's just not. I mean, what you do at work is what you do at work, and what you do at home used to be what you do at home. But now, what you do at home is my business too. But nevertheless, Jeff, seriously.
Yeah.
You want to be there, and I know Pepsi and everybody's jumping on the bandwagon now because it's popular and it's great. But this is the issue. We are becoming something that America is not. We are not the overseers of our neighbors. I'm real serious about this. This is a bad sliding slope.
Right.
And I'm telling you, this is not good. And I know no woman to get beat down. And then I have a problem because if I know he's abusive, that makes no sense for me to go up and hit and spit on him. I mean, seriously, I'm gonna be real about that.
Right.
I'm gonna be real about that. If I know you gonna beat me down, I'd be a fool to spit on you and hit you. If anything, I need to go hide under a closet and say, yes, I'm massive. But I'm not going to spit on you because I know spitting on a person. I don't even like to talk to people who spit. And I know some people, they got fresh water coming out their mouth when they talk, and they get close to your face. It's like, can you back up?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Am I lying, Jeff?
No.
Why would I spit on you if I don't? Come on now, if I know you're going to beat me.
Well, that's saying that he spit on her.
That's not what this shows.
Well, but no, it shows her spitting on him.
Again.
But the thing is that's not going to matter.
Even if he spits on me and I know he's going to beat me because I'm in an abusive relationship,
mm-hmm.
boo-boo the fool tell you don't spit on me.
Don't
do that. Oh, no, because spit don't do nothing. If he ain't going to do anything, pull out a knife or a gun. See, that's why you got NRA. That's why you got guns in the house.
You know what?
What?
Thought about this.
What?
They have the Islamic symbol sitting atop of the One World Trade Center.
Huh? Hold on. The number is 347-945.
That is heavy.
Hold on.
I know you're talking about domestic violence.
When?
The One World Trade Center.
When? Now?
Yeah.
At a zero?
Yeah, at ground zero.
And I can't put a cross up at Christmas?
No, you can't put a cross up, but you have what's called the Islamic minaret.
No.
Signed by the President Obama.
Wait a minute. No, Jeff, that can't be real. What are you looking at?
Look, you gotta do this. Let me send
what are you looking at? They can't do that. You mean to tell me I can't have a cross up at Christmas, and they're trying to take the cross that was the steel beams over at ground zero?
Oh, you ain't allowed. Yeah, you can't have
that
cross.
Down, but they're going to put a moon up?
It ain't a moon, but it's a big tower that shows that there was a Muslim victory here.
No, who had? No, Jeff. That ain't real.
I believe it is.
No, Jeff. We got to scoop that. I got to take a break. No.
Yeah,
no, Jeffrey.
Know.
No, that can't.
Take the break.
Take a break. I'm on a roll. Can you tell?
I've been hard all week.
The number's 3-2.
Time to take a break.
Now you got your breakfast in your belly, and now you're happy. Singing. See, that's what I'm telling you. He's just like a kid. His belly. I gotta show you what Dr. Matt sent me.
Okay.
I gotta show you during the break what he sent me about happy. You listen to the Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll be right back. Hey, when I come back, we gotta talk about Rihanna.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Concerned about your health? Confused about the amount of prescription drugs you are taking? Wondering which vitamins to take? Call Dr. Matt Mason, board-certified wellness physician as well as a chiropractor at Mason Wellness Center. Dr. Mason combines nutritional therapy, functional medicine, and chiropractic services to keep people healthy and get those of you that are ill feeling better faster. Mason Wellness Center is located on Layer Road in Warren, Ohio.
To make it your wonder. Car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax.
Fit Family. Unique. Individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. The full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. 19-year-old T.J. Lane, the Chardon High School shooter convicted of killing three teens, has escaped from prison. Police say Lane, who was serving three life sentences at a prison in Lima, Ohio, escaped with two other inmates. One of them, though, has been caught. A search is underway in the residential area and wooded area near the prison. Officials do not believe the men are armed. It's unclear at this point how they were able to escape. And in other news, a sinkhole at a busy intersection in Austintown should be repaved by early next week. Crews have been working at the hole along New Road near Raccoon Road. And a judge has denied a request made by attorneys for Youngstown's mayor and county auditor in the Oak Hill Renaissance Place criminal conspiracy case. The request was to inspect the grand jury transcript. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
Lately, it seems there's been a lot of back-to-school talk. How about you? Thinking of going to college or back to college? Wondering how you can afford it? Check out Kent State University's Columbiana County campuses. We offer 27 degree programs in high-demand fields such as nursing, business, criminal justice, occupational, and physical therapy. Take classes online or on campus in East Liverpool or Salem. We're close to where you work, close to where you live. And we have reduced tuition for West Virginia students in the Northern Panhandle. Call 1-877-KENT-EDU to find out more. You belong here.
Kubota's tough M-Series tractors feature powerful engine options from 46 to 135 horsepower, intuitive controls, and direct injection Kubota diesel engines. With that kind of power and technology, what you thought was impossible in a mid-sized tractor is now possible. Check out the full M-Series Kubota lineup today at Unkafer Equipment's end-of-season sales event. Unkafer's, serving you for over 45 years. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to noon. UnkaferEQ.com.
Are we paying too much? What'll happen if we have a claim? Do these insurance worries sound familiar? At Grange, we know one sure way to cross insurance off your worry list. Talk to a Grange independent agent.
If you're an insurance worrier, the experts at Crab Insurance Agency, your Grange independent agent, has a message for you. Don't worry. We've got this. Call Crab Insurance in Salem at 330-332-1586.
Products not available in all states.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Tracy and friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229 as you go. It's Friday. It's open mic, and we're here. Jeff and I are here in the studio, and I am just off. I know I'm a little bit off today. I know Jeff wants to get to the platform of the world, but I'm still on this. I'm on this thing because
no, let's get on the domestic violence
thing. I got Rihanna. They just told Rihanna that she can't come and sing before the. I think it's the Ravens. No, not the Ravens. Let me find out what game it is so I can get the right game. But Rihanna can't sing before the game,
uh-huh.
Football game, because she's a victim. I mean,
that's right.
I don't understand.
Rihanna, you got your butt beat. You cannot come play for us. We won't let Rihanna play any more reindeer games.
Right. The NFL, listen to this headline. The NFL, CBS NFL Network dropped Rihanna's song from Thursday's pregame show. A song featuring pop star Rihanna was dropped this week from the Thursday night football pregame show to make time for a decision of Ray Rice's domestic violence. What does Rihanna have to do with Ray Rice? Just because she was a victim and Chris Brown beat her behind.
Not a doggone thing.
At least she left Chris Brown after a minute.
Right.
I mean, seriously, come on.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah, Eric, good morning.
Good morning, Tracy. Good morning, Jeff. Now, I know you don't enjoy the word stupid on your show, but can you make an exception in this case, please?
I'm serious. Come on. You're going to drop her song from the pregame because she got beat? Hello? She's a victim, I thought. And I still have to go back to Jay-Z. You ain't heard nothing about no assault charges on Solange after she whipped down Jay-Z in the elevator. You ain't heard no domestic violence, no nothing.
And there were a lot of women at that game last night wearing number 27 jerseys, to my surprise.
Who's 27?
Rice.
Are you serious?
Oh, yes.
Yep. You know, they're paying people to drop his, to burn his jersey.
If anybody got a Ray Rice jersey, if you can tell me where I can go get one, let me know because I want one.
Absolutely, I want one too.
I want a Ray Rice jersey, and not because of domestic violence. And I'm just saying, not because I condone domestic violence, but I do not condone demonizing a man when you should have slapped him when he did it. And then I have a problem. I got a problem with this young lady. Whether it be a domestic violence or not, you don't hit people. I'm still on there. whether I saw her get hit or not. You don't hit people.
Why is Rihanna not allowed to play at the Baltimore Ravens game when they're trying to be a friendly face to domestic violence? I don't get that.
I don't know.
You would think if something it'd be something else, right? But no. That is just totally crazy.
There was a song out at one time, wasn't it? I can't think of it. It wasn't Slap You Back, but it was something you back. You hit me, I hit you back. What was that song?
I don't know it.
Or something?
That's new to me. That's new to me.
No, and I, you know, I mess up the words. You know, it could be anything. Okay, thank you.
And Eric Clapton.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Van Halen. I've been trying to find, you know, I'm into guitars right now.
Yeah. Oh, that's too many.
That's why I asked you. I don't know these people by name. I just know guitars, and
ooh,
I'm into guitars right
Jimmy
now.
Jimmy Page, Led Zeppelin.
Jimmy Page?
David Gilmour from Pink Floyd.
Hold on, Jeff. I can't take that.
I know. Just go ahead and do it.
Who's Jimmy Page? Yeah, well, good morning. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good morning.
Digital
Underground.
Okay, thank you.
The song you're looking for. Hey, Trey, there's also a song. It's written by a rap group called The Convicts out of Houston. They got a song called Whooper, You Know, A, Blah, Blah, S. You can't play it on the air. I'll put you like that. But
can't play it on the air. You can't. What song
that's
is that?
They would go crazy if they heard that song.
Michigan, what song is that?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of. I can't think of the name of it, but it was probably their major hit. I can't think of
it. It had to be for me to know it.
Yeah. It's Digital Underground. Put their number one hit.
Because it was Kiss You Back.
Yeah.
All right,
yep.
Let's go.
Yeah.
See, that was it. Okay.
That was the stuff way back in the day now.
I told you something about you back. I didn't slap you
back.
Hit you back. It was something back.
No, they do.
Yeah, I remember
they
now.
They do say that on there. If you slap me and I'll slap you back. They say that on there, too.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought it said.
You know what? I love that era of hip-hop.
It was good.
It was good. And them and my man, KRS-One.
Yeah. It was good.
Boogie Down Productions. Man, they were intense. They were intense. And they were, even though they talked about the violence, they talked about it from the real point of view, not just for the heck of it violence. And, you know, and why things were going on. They were reporting this is what's going on. I wish people could understand. What's going on in the whole of this whole political correctness BS that is going on right now.
There is more, and that's just it. They are shaping new policy by public opinion in an indirect way.
They're shaping your society through this mess.
Yeah.
And the thing is, look, you're not going to control your society this way. This is over. People are going to start to you know, really revolt here.
I don't think they'll revolt.
I think they are, and this is why they're going to revolt.
I don't think they will.
There's an all-out war on the NFL, I think.
But it's not an NFL. This is an all-out war on period. Because you got to realize, the more we feminize the country,
the softer
we become. Right now, we are at war, but they kept trying to tell me it's not a war, it's a something else. We are feminizing the country. We are at war with the Middle East, with terrorism, and with Al Qaeda, and with ISIL or ISIS. We are at war. You can't call it something else. And we don't want people to get hit on the football field. We have problems.
Yeah, they want a kinder, gentler league.
You can't. We are not made up of kinder and gentler. And we are feminizing this nation. We've got a bunch of metrosexual males who are not men. We got a bunch of he-men who are almost like dykes, and then we wonder what's wrong with America.
Almost like.
I'm trying to be political.
Yeah,
right.
I understand. They are. And the thing is, you know, whatever the twist-up is, you know, whether it's, I think it's a spiritual thing primarily, but, you know, some would venture to say it's a chromosomal thing or you know, or whatever, your hormonal. But the thing is it's still there. And the thing is when something goes awry, when if a dog started acting like a cat, I don't think that we'd be saying, well, that's just an alternate lifestyle for this dog, okay?
Hold on. There's somebody in the chat room, and let me say this. I am not affirming domestic violence. I'm going to say this one more time. But I am saying you don't spit on someone and not think you're not going to get a repercussion. And I know his enforcement may have been too aggressive, and I will say yes, I believe it was.
Absolutely.
He should not have punched her. He could have pushed her out the way. And somebody said if you look at the video, she actually hit her head on the rail. But nevertheless.
Which knocked her out.
Nevertheless, however that works. He could have picked her up and carried her over his shoulder. He didn't have to drag her out. I'm with all that. But if you don't do that. I mean, come on, y'all. You get mad if somebody you know spits on you.
Yeah, I mean that's
you can't go to the bathroom with me and call it rain.
Yeah,
you don't do that.
I'm not going to go into an elevator with you after you spit on me. Period.
She didn't deserve to get hit, but you can't be upset when you do get hit based upon. I understand that there's domestic violence, and I know that there are where you shouldn't have done that, or you shouldn't have played that, or you shouldn't have cooked it that way, that's something different. You shouldn't have made him mad. That's something different. But if you know that he's violent, you know, and let me say this, and you know that he's hit you before, and you're still there. And this is for all the women out there. If you know your man is violent, and you're still with him, don't be stupid unless you got a frying pan and some grits.
Yeah, I would have turned around, went to the front desk and said, I need a room. I'm not staying in the same room with this person.
And don't get me wrong. There are some women who are addicted. Don't get me wrong. I know that there are some women who are addicted to the beat. They don't think that they can get away. They stay there. They become compassionate. I know there's a lot of mental anguish that goes around this thing. I am with that. But if you're going to stay there, if you go hit him with something that's going to hurt. But don't hit him with spit and think you're not going to, because spit don't hurt. Spit will get you hurt. You don't talk to somebody that's violent. That's crazy. I'm with Mud Dead. That's why they can make grit ball. You make him something to eat, throw some grits on him, and beat him up with a skillet. There you go, right there. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, there you go. Al Green. Have you ever heard? Oh, here we go. Have you ever heard of the girl that threw the grits on the back of Al Green? Getting anything done to her?
But that was too long ago.
Don't matter.
That was too long ago.
Well, it's the beginning of the age, but think about it. Al's back still probably can tell you.
And let me say this.
He remembers that day.
And let me say this to everyone. If you notice, the people who usually speak the loudest about women have nothing to say right now. You got all these people showing up out of nowhere, like Robin Givens. You ain't seen Robin since she was a Given. And all of a sudden, here she comes. You ain't heard Tina Turner coming to the front?
Nope.
And we know Tina been beat down.
Beat down.
She an old lady.
What
we respect highly. We know she's gotten beat up. You've got women out there that have gotten hurt, and they needed to leave, and it was hard for them to leave for whatever reason.
Right.
But to demonize some people just because of your personal glory is not a good thing. Good morning, local call. Your mic is on.
Yeah,
Steve.
JP, one would say that domestic violence has been on the book even since I was a child, and it's just that I guess at one time it wasn't fully enforced like it is today. I mean, and then plus, if, even back when I was a youth, if women would have came forward and there are some women that I've known of as when I was a young boy gotten out of that situation of the domestic violence. I can remember way back when I was a real little bitty boy, this one lady I was seeing, staying in Philadelphia, and she was being beat up by her husband, and she got out of that situation. So,
you see, listen, domestic violence has been around for a long time, and there have been people who have been getting beaten for years, and they need to leave. And at one time, it was very, very difficult for women to get away. And even now, emotionally, it's very, very hard to detach yourself from someone who you think that you love. So you turn your beating into love, and it's not good for you to be there. And you need to go away. You need to get out of there if you possibly can. You need to find, you can call 211. We need to have more shelters. We need to have more education. We need to teach young boys and young men not to hurt on hit-on women. And we need to teach young ladies, do not provoke an adversary.
Yeah, you're right.
Don't do it.
Myself, man, being that I have, and I'm, maybe I would be happy that I never was in a committed relationship. I know I probably could have became to be that way myself. And so, because, you know, a lot of times that you have problems, mostly, a lot of times we can't handle our emotions.
Listen. Everybody, and we need to quit lying, everybody in a word, everybody breathing has a propensity to become violent at some time or another if you do not put yourself in check. We need to be honest about that. So we need to thank God it's not you, because it could be you tomorrow, because everybody has a button that can be pushed that can take you over the top.
Yep.
So we're all similarly shaped in the nicotine, and it's Bible stuff. That's probably a reason why, man. I mean, you're fixing you and Jeff's profile. Y'all know the words. You know that the ways of sin, we're all sinners, and that's inherent to Adam. And so that's pretty much the reason why we're all capable of doing bad. None of us is any better than another person.
And we need to be honest about that, and we're not. Go ahead, 718. Good morning. How you doing, Aminty?
I'm doing good. Just a quick comment. From what I see in the situation is this, in being the perspective of just a woman's perspective, and dealing with the man. I'm talking about someone in a relationship or just anything. Men, there's a certain way that a woman handles and deals with the man, and we know that we can push a man's buttons. We know how we can push him, and we know when to stop. And the problem that I with this situation is, it, you know, no one's a victim here. She hit him. She spit on him. He reacted. It doesn't make it right. I understand all of that. But there needs to be a responsibility. I see it all the time with women who try to step up to men, who try to hit men, who try to do all type of stuff and think there's not going to be a reaction. So my thing is I don't see this woman as a victim. You know, I know everybody wants this feminist, everybody want to yell and scream, but come on now. You know how to deal with a man. If your man is angry, you don't get in no elevator with him. Sometimes you don't even go to the house with him. You go somewhere else because you know that he's angry. I'm not saying all men will hit you. I'm just saying with knowing how to deal with the man. That's all I'm saying.
And when I say this, and when I'm with a man, I need to know where he. If you need to know your man enough to know if you need to get in the elevator with him.
Exactly. That's my point. And that's the problem with these feminists, and I hate to say it, but I have to say it. They have the gender rules, these genders messed up. A man is a man, a woman is a woman. That's not going to change. It's just nature. And when it comes to a man, when it comes to the strength of a man, even Layla Ali said there's men she could beat and there's some men she won't fight because a man's strength is not the same as a woman, even though she can kick butt. So that tells you something right there.
Here's the thing, and Tracy, you know, I don't have a son, but if I did, I would tell him, especially in this day and age, you are not to put your hands on a woman because you are by nature the stronger sex. However, if a woman tries to get in your face and try to get a rise out of you in that way, you turn around and you walk away. Not for a day, not for a week, you walk away for good because you don't want to be involved with a woman that way because sooner or later, she'll take you there.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me say this, and this is something we don't want to discuss, but there are men. There are men who are in situations of a lot of domestic violence that they get their butts whipped at home by their women. And you don't want to get in the same sex people because they all crazy.
Oh, you ain't seen nothing
you
yet.
You ain't seen a fight yet until you see two women and two men hitting a domestic violence
Yeah, there you go.
We're not even, we can't even, you know what, I want to say, let's not even talk about that, and here's why I say that. We're talking about the relationship between a man and a woman. That relationship is different. I'm sorry, some people may not like to hear that, but that relationship is different.
I agree
with you. We women know.
I agree with that, but you have to realize there are women who are beating down men every night. And I'm talking about
my
great-grandmother
was one. My great-grandmother used to beat up my great-grandfather. He eventually left her. He eventually left her. And yes, I know that that's true.
But people don't realize that. And so when I go back, when I say this, when I look at Solange beating up on Jay-Z in the elevator, but Beyonce sitting over to the side looking wimpy, and you didn't hear not one peep about that girl jumping on him.
Really?
And if he had hit her, then we would have another conversation.
Have a good week.
I think Beyonce was drunk. I mean, I'm just... She looked like she was saying.
Solange. But it doesn't matter. Because remember, we know the Rices were drunk. But because alcohol has nothing to do with this. My problem is, we know. We saw it. We watched it, and we teased, and we laughed about it. And we said, wow, Jay-Z did good. But if Jay-Z had called off and slapped her, then he would have been, oh, my God, it's domestic violence. No.
Right, exactly.
The bodyguard didn't even pull her off of him.
Tracy, may I make a quick comment? This has nothing to do with hating anybody's sexuality. I have a lot of friends who are in the LGBT community. That's not what I'm saying. We're talking about nature. And I said, people always want to talk about same-sex relationships in every situation. Every situation has nothing to do with the same-sex relationship. And I'm just being honest. It's just nature. You can't argue with nature. When you're talking about a relationship between a man and a woman, it is very different. It's just that simple. It's different.
But the spirit of beating each other is the same.
Oh, well. Exactly.
First of all, when you were talking about that this woman is not a victim, you're absolutely correct that you don't see her as one. She doesn't see herself as one.
No, she doesn't.
And that's the whole thing, because they both know what happened in that day. And like I said, until I hear previous...
Somebody ought to come out and say he's violent.
He beat me when we were in high school or this, that, and that. I want to hear something like that, but we haven't heard that.
As a matter of fact, you ain't heard. I mean, come on now. We in the time that any dirt bag will crawl up out of a wormhole trying to get 15 minutes of fame,
You
ain't heard nobody come forward and say, you know, he beat me when I was a kid. You ain't even got nothing.
Right. You ain't got it.
3-8-3-9-8, your mic is on.
I just want to make a few comments. I'm a retired civil service worker, and I work in a very influential department in the Bay. And I've heard my, supervisors and whatnot talk about cops. One lunchtime, I was in the construction yard, and they were talking about how cops beat their wives. They said all cops beat the hell out of their wives. One of the guys said, "Well, hey, look, this young couple over here, these guys in the twins." He says, "No, it doesn't matter. All cops beat the hell out of their wives." And I wanted to say, as far in the Bay Area, they have a huge problem with same-sex violence, and they suppress it because they wanted to push that gay agenda as hard as they could. But as far as my feelings on the matter, I tell my woman, I say, "Hey, look, I don't need a woman that I have to put my foot in her ass to make her act right. If you want a man like that, go down there to the hood, and you one of them roughnecks. Okay, that'll treat you that way. But when I find a woman like that, I say, hey, it's over. I say, get them hush puppies that you came in here with and hit the road." Because, you know what I'm saying? I think it's something that you should walk away with. When you find a woman that will put pressure on you, that will abuse you verbally and maybe even somewhat physically, even though, men are stronger, I think you should just walk away from it. It's wrong. It's wrong, just as wrong for a woman to provoke any man. Just as wrong as it is for a man to react. But you got to understand what the press is not saying is there's guilt on both sides. And when you get that type of reaction, it's got to be expected. Not all men are like that, but a lot of men are. When you push that button, you say, "Hey, you know what, you need to stop. Please give me a break. Can you please stop?" And when a person, anyone, that pushes it beyond that limit, then, hey, it's what's expected. But like I say, it's guilt guilt on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
It's wrong for the man to do what he did, but it's equally wrong for anyone to continually put pressure and just needle a person and needle a person. Well, I'm a female. I can do it. And you know, when you call, you know, when you're like trying to get to customer service, and I find this with a lot of women, they'll abuse you verbally, right? They'll get nasty.
Oh, absolutely.
And when you give it back to them the same way, then they say, oh, well, I don't have to accept that because I'm a woman. And then they hang up on you and they say, hey, if this individual calls back, was rude to me, and don't accept the call. Wow.
He's
and,
right.
And you're not telling, I mean, and you're right. And let me say this. If you can tell by my personality, I'm really crazy. I'm really over the rails. And in
well,
my relationship.
I didn't get that impression when I met you.
I'm not
I'm really
crazy,
over the top.
What's wrong with you?
Your mic's not on,
yeah.
You know,
yeah, it is.
No, it's not. No, it's not. You're not registering. Turn it up.
Oh, okay.
So and when I say this, I'm very, very passionate. And in my relationships, I know how far that I can go. And I need to make sure that I'm not stupid. Because you can, if you pay attention to your man, you know where you can go and what you can't go. And you know when he's, and you know when he's serious about when he says, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
When he tells you, and you got a bat in your hand, you go ahead and wail the windows out of his car, and he looks at you like you really wouldn't want to do that.
Yep.
But then, I don't know if I said this on the air, if I was live, but my ex-husband grabbed my collar one day, and I looked him square in the eye and told him I would kill you, and he let my collar go, because I think he thought I was a believer.
Well, yeah, Tracy.
Because I was.
We teach boys that, you know, real men don't hit women. We don't teach girls that real women don't provoke men.
We don't teach our girls that. And not only that, we don't teach people how to get along with one another and how to communicate effectively. But we need to quit playing games because right now, if you look what's going on with Ray Rice right now, this is a political game.
It is. Emasculation, Tracy. They're emasculating this man in some way.
Yes,
you
they
know,
are.
And that's something that's real heavy with men. That's a whole other topic there. There needs to be a responsibility, and that's what upsets me because now this man's career is ruined. This woman still married him. And I just feel like it's just too far. And you have people on the field right now that had rape cases that are still playing. This is not fair at all.
If we want to be honest about the male sexual violence, then we need to. We really, if you want to eradicate something, then you've got to be genuine about eradicating it for the sense of eradication, not for the sense of playing into the media and for money and greed.
That's right.
Well, here we go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I make one last comment?
Sure. Go ahead.
I knew a woman in the Bay Area. She was living with a man in the hood in San Francisco, and he was very consoling. He wanted a check one day, and she didn't give it to him, and he beat her up. He came the next day with big shades, black eye, boots, all up. He heard that she was getting a bonus check that day for something. She worked in the travel agency. And he called the police. Police said, well, ma'am, he hasn't actually done anything, so we can't do anything. This individual came to her job, chased her all around the office, grabbed her by her hair, pulled her out of the office, put her in the car, and just beat her. And the police came, and this was in the 80s. This is like the mid-80s. The police came, and they pretty much didn't do anything. This is like 1985, 1986. The law changed since then. But they pretty much like, well, you guys work it out, and they wouldn't arrest anybody. Now, I think in 1989 in the Bay Area, they started doing like this. If you make a call 911 and you make a claim, and then when the police get there, it's, oh, well, it was nothing. I was just upset. He really didn't. Somebody's going to jail or somebody's doing probation.
But see, now, like, the law has changed now. The law has changed now. When you call for a domestic violence, somebody goes to jail.
Yes. Yes.
Now we need
at the very least somebody's gonna be put on 3 years probation.
Right. So automatically somebody goes to jail and they work this. And now what we need to stop doing is one, we need to quit playing with domestic violence also, because a lot of times women do it as a ploy. They be playing around with that thing, and that ain't right either. But I'm saying this, Men have to have restraint. But women, if you look at the feminist movement, and I was listening to The View when Whoopi Goldberg had made her comments in reference to, if you hit me, I'll hit you back. Uh-huh. That's why I don't hit.
Right.
But when, you know, you heard them say, but he's a man and we're not equal with them. And I'm like, really? So why is there any other time you can be equal, but you can't be equal so I can hit you and I can't get a hit back? I mean, you can't have it both ways.
Can't have it both ways, but they try.
You can't be equal today and weak tomorrow. You can't want chivalry now and a gentleman now, and then you want to be a he-man tomorrow. You can't do both.
That was what's so telling about that remark on The View. Well, they're not equal. No, baby. No, you guys are talking equal on everything else. Let's not. You're just as equal as me when it comes to you want to trade punches.
You can't have both. You can't be we send our women into battle, into combat. We tell them that they can do anything that they want to do. They can be men if they want to.
Yeah.
We tell them all this until they decide, well, no, I can hit you, but you can't hit me. I can spit on you, but you can't spit on me.
Mm-hmm.
That you have to realize that is a problem.
It's like they accept domestic violence as long as the woman's beating the crap out of the man.
Correct. And that is a problem for me. You can't be all that, and I am woman, hear me roar, and I'm going to beat you down, but you can't beat me.
Well, he's going to get paid well for this, and he will be playing ball again if he wants to. This was absolutely a travesty. This was absolutely incorrect and wrong, and it's going to come back and bite. And Condoleezza, get ready to put your application in.
She said she don't want it. That's what I heard.
Now she doesn't want it.
That's what I heard. She wanted it, but she likes, you know. I think she
changed her mind.
I think the after her being in the spotlight with President Bush and being National Security Advisor, she's not really looking for a spotlight. But then I heard something on the news yesterday said the reason what's wrong with the NFL and all of our athletic programs that men play in is that they don't have any women in leadership. Because if they had women in leadership, this would have never happened.
Well, I don't know about that, but
I don't either. I'm just saying what they said.
But here's the thing. They did not do the correct thing
the first time
in getting that exactly.
But then they should have set a precedent when they did it. I mean, that's how you're supposed to work this out. I've got to take a break. You guys, please hold on. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll be right back.
The Valley's High School Football Guide from Pizza Hut is here. The guide features commentary, season previews, and the schedules for 43 different schools and will be distributed by participating schools as a fundraiser.
Hi, this is Tracy Windlish. We're really excited about the Valley's High School Football Guide from Pizza Hut. Hope everyone will get their copy and help us raise $60,000 for area high schools.
Cumulus Radio designed the guide to raise funds for area high schools, and we thank the businesses that made it possible. Thanks in part to Zid Realty, Lafarge, Mahoning County Library.
Here at Pet Spa Salon on Western Reserve Road, we offer many services to our customers' pets, including bathing, grooming, nail trimming, and we even brush, bathe, and trim cats. Pet Spa Salon uses only all natural products. With 35 years' experience in the business, our expert staff works slowly and gently to put even the most fidgety pets at ease. Come into Pet Spa Salon and get your fur baby looking and feeling great. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 1122 Western Reserve Road. Call for an appointment.
What we got?
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
After no ransom was paid, more from ABC's Scott Goldberg. Diane Foley says she's furious about what she perceived as threats made by a highly decorated military officer on the staff of the White House's National Security Council. The mother of slain journalist James Foley tells ABC News the family was warned several times there might be criminal charges for supporting terrorism if anyone paid ransom to the ISIS militants who ultimately beheaded her son. The NSC didn't comment directly on the case, but says it publicly and privately conveys U.S. law prohibits payments to designated terror groups and granting concessions to hostage takers would put more Americans at risk. Scott Goldberg, ABC News. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell facing more criticism over claims that suspended player Ray Rice personally told him about the brutal elevator attack. The woman who became his wife was the victim. ABC's Ryan Smith says the NFL's looking into what happened.
Former FBI Director Robert Mueller's independent investigation of the entire matter is set to begin immediately, with a report to be shared with the public. A report that could determine the commissioner's fate.
Goodell denied the league had received or seen the video of the attack before its release this week. After a prison break last night in Ohio, a convicted killer and two other escaped inmates are back in custody. T.J. Lane was convicted last year of killing three students at a high school cafeteria. Guns in the classroom, the debate reignited this week after a sixth-grade teacher in suburban Salt Lake City was hurt when a concealed firearm she was carrying went off. Teacher Dan Oswald says he doesn't think teachers should carry weapons.
It's a sad state of affairs when teachers feel as if they have to protect themselves.
This is ABC News.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Oscar Pistorius, the Blade Runner athlete, guilty of manslaughter in the death of his girlfriend, but not murder. ABC's Tom Rivers has more on the results of the trial.
A judge in Pretoria has concluded that Oscar Pistorius killed his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp, by mistake, but
he's found guilty of culpable homicide.
That translates into manslaughter. The decision finds that Pistorius acted negligently when he fired shots through a toilet door, but in the belief that there was an intruder. No sentencing yet. The maximum could be 15 years in prison. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Many in South Africa shocked at that verdict. A secret court fight between Yahoo and the U.S. government. A federal judge ordered the unsealing of documents, and they reveal Yahoo fought government demands to hand over data on its users. Yahoo lost in court. The case reveals tension between tech companies and the government over privacy. I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.
Bang, bang, bang. Bang.
Are we paying too much? What will happen if we have a claim? Do these insurance worries sound familiar? At Grange, we know once you're way to cross insurance off your worry list. Talk to a Grange independent agent.
If you're an insurance worrier, the experts at Crab Insurance Agency, your Grange independent agent, has a message for you. Don't worry. We've got this. Call Crab Insurance in Salem at 330-332-1586.
Products not available in all states.
Venus, Secrets of Grace, producers of skin and hair care products suitable for all ages, made from organic olive oil and aloe vera herbs, vitamins, and essential oils. Go to venussecrets.us.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
And now, it's the News Talk 600 Drilling Down Report.
I'm Michael Moliterno with the Business Journal Daily Buzz Drilling Down Report. The Utica Shale is expected to produce nearly 1.5 billion cubic feet per day of natural gas by next month. According to the latest report from the U.S. Energy Administration, production estimates for September are 1.39 billion cubic feet per day. By comparison, the Marcellus Shale will likely exceed 16 billion cubic feet per day next month. OSHA has cited Valorec Star for 22 safety violations, carrying with them $94,000 in penalties. OSHA began an investigation at the Youngstown plant in February after a worker was crushed between two machines. The worker suffered fractures to his pelvis and is unable to return to work. OSHA's investigation found workers at the plant were exposed to crushing, amputation, and fall hazards. Valorec Star President Judson Wallace says he strongly disagrees with OSHA's findings, saying, quote, "Any deficiencies alleged in the citations were noted by OSHA to have been corrected to OSHA's satisfaction before it issued the citations. The story left untold by the citations is the thousands of observations OSHA made during its inspection in which it concluded that Valorec Star met or exceeded OSHA requirements. Valorec Star has 15 days to comply with or contest the citations." I'm Michael Moliterno.
Subway is celebrating all September long. The all-time classic Italian BMT is now a famous $5 footlong. And the tasty low-fat sweet onion chicken teriyaki is now the $3 6-inch select. Subway, eat fresh.
Venus, Secrets of Grace, producers of skin and hair care products suitable for all ages. Made from organic olive oil and aloe vera herbs, vitamins, and essential oils. Go to venussecrets.us.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios. See your local Ford dealer for attractive lease offers on cars, trucks, and SUVs, including Ford Fusion. Get a high-tech, fuel-efficient Fusion today for only $199 a month. Visit drive1ohio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional
professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
Welcome to Tracy and Friends, weekdays from 9 to noon. The show that stimulates your mind on the issues of the day. Call the show at 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. That's 347-945-5229 or 1-800-530-WSOM. And now, here's Tracy Wins.
Yeah, shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pop.
Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pop.
Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pop.
Wee-wee chocolate crossover.
Yeah, wee chocolate crossover.
See me, cocoa, might go
I'm cocoa and I might go pop. Now, it's about time that I clear this. So pardon me, miss, but I'd like for you to hear this.
If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
You see, I feel real good inside, and it's just from your nearness. There's no need for you to fear this.
Kiss me,
I'll kiss you back.
Mm-hmm. Well, you look kinda cute to me. I think we can achieve this. Plus, you act like you need this. Kiss me, and I'll kiss you back. You act real fly. Money D's not buying it. Quit denying it. You're better off trying it. Freak me, girl, and I'll freak you back.
Through any kind of weather, will me and you forever stay together? Well, I just don't know, but I tell you what though, if you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Kiss you back.
And I guess you want to know if I'm going to be around.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. Jeff and I are here in studio, and you know, I haven't let the Rihanna, the Ray Rice thing die yet, and I'm trying to let it die, but I can't let it die because they keep on doing stuff that I just don't understand. And I just had a conversation. I went over to one of the other stations. We have a cluster here, and, you know, we go from anywhere from sports to talk to heart to rock to pop music. We cross the genres here in the cluster. And I called him, and I went over to one of the students and asked my liberal friend, who I respect highly, said, what do you think about this? And he said, well, he says that he thinks Goodell is getting a bad rap because he, you know.
Goodell getting a bad rap?
Right, he said, because he has done what he has done that which he saw, and he did not see the last part. He didn't see it. You know, because they say that the video showed up at the NFL, but he never saw it, and neither did the high-ranking people at the NFL. They didn't see it either. So it's kind of hard for you to make a judgment call on something that you don't have access to.
This is true.
But the question is, if the police said that they turned it over there to them, somebody over there saw them. They haven't found out who had it. But the question is, if they saw it and the police saw it and they charged them, but they said they couldn't actually do a domestic violence because they saw both of them hit each other, I'm assuming. If that be the case, and they didn't charge him when the police saw him knock this girl out and or hit her fist full front face. That says, I mean, what does that say? Now, let me see this. There's another guy that called in 398. He said that back in the 80s. I remember I had a girlfriend, and her boyfriend used to beat her up, and we called the police on him, and they would take him down the street and let him go, and he would come back.
Right.
Because it was very loose. You know, O.J. changed all that, and I ain't mad at O.J. changing it. I appreciate it. Because people need to take a stand against domestic violence on both sides.
Absolutely.
Domestic violence, brothers and sisters should not be allowed to fight each other in the house. We weren't allowed to do that.
Yeah,
we weren't allowed to become verbally abusive. We weren't allowed to, you know, hit each other. Now, we could wrestle when we're playing. But when we got too serious, we could get both of our butts whipped, huh?
Can I say something? A woman told me something yesterday, and I thought it was quite profound. You know, they're demonizing what this man did, and they're destroying his life, his family. They're destroying the whole family. But she said, you know, out of all the women that get beat every day, if you're not, I mean, what do they have in Youngstown? What do they have, convict of the week, fugitive of the week? They have it all in the newspaper? Why don't they, you know, every man that beats their wife or their girlfriend, why don't they do the same thing? Put it in a newspaper. Put it on TV. She said, if you're not going to give the same publicity to every woman that gets beat in this city, in this county, in this state, in this country, then, you know, you ought to leave Ray Rice and his family alone. After all, you know, doesn't the government sometimes, in order not to commit double jeopardy, don't they let murderers go? Don't they let rapists go in order not to commit double jeopardy? I think this man has had enough. I mean, you know, he's been all in the press, but it seems like they want more. They want to destroy him down.
They want blood.
Yeah.
Again, they're emasculating him to show men, if you do this, we'll emasculate you.
But to have a woman say this, I thought it was quite profound. She said, hey, when I got beat, if you can't put that in the newspaper and put it on TV, then you just need to stop because it's hypocrisy.
I'm going to give you a further inference on this. It's absolutely racial because you have Michael Vick going to jail
for dogs,
not just suspended or this, that, another, for dogs, animals. He goes to jail. You have this man suspended indefinitely, may not drop from the team. Now tell me why Roethlisberger is still playing with no drama.
Because he was accused of rape, but he was never indicted for rape.
Neither was Rice. He was charged with simple assault.
But he was not charged with domestic violence.
They
didn't have a videotape. But
doesn't matter. That's the point. The point is, this is racial. And this is something that we can do it to him, so we're going to.
Can I?
I give you something that sounds almost equally as crazy. California, if you get a critter, like a raccoon or a groundhog, that invades your property or your house, there's only certain ways that you can take it down, or they will take you to jail. You can't just pull out the .22 and pop it. They'll take you to jail. They say, hey, you can't. If they say it's inhumane, and you're talking about an animal, but they use humane laws that you can't do that. You can't take a pistol out and pop it. You have to call someone. You have to pay money. We have to eulogize it.
Well, we know that California has long been the insane asylum of America. So, you know, we have that going for us out there. And that is true. They're insane.
Hey, I want to put this out there because today in gay rights, I just want to change the topic just for an instant. You guys can go back to the Ray Rice thing. I remember in 97, the San Francisco Water Department, we had a sensitivity class one afternoon. And we talk about sensitivity when it comes to transgenders in particular. And me and a group of my ex-coworkers, we were discussing that we wasn't intrusive, we weren't loud, we were barely speaking above our breath. And my boss, who rarely, tried to challenge my wits, decided to try to embarrass me. And he said, well, do you have something to add to the class? And I looked at my buddy, and he said, give it to him. I said, okay. I said, let me give you a scenario. I'm out with my two kids. I got a little boy and I got a little girl. We're on Fisherman's Wharf, Pier 49, it's a big tourist attraction area. They got to use the bathroom, both of them. So a little boy goes to the boys' room, and little girls go to the girls' room. Here comes a transgender. I don't know what they're proclaiming, a woman who wants to be a man or a man who wants to be a woman.
That's
or both.
Transgender.
Because legally, you know, it can go either way. They can go in either. I said, what bathroom do they go in? You know what they did? They shut it down. The guy gave the signal under the neck. He could cut it. They didn't even answer the question.
That's why when you look around in a lot of places, you see family bathrooms or unisex bathrooms now.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's why you see that, because there are people that, you know, when you go, especially when you go into airports, you'll see a lot of transgender people as you travel, and it will freak you out, because when you see a man in full facial makeup and a dress with a beard, it'll be like, whoa. But it is what it is, and people are doing it, and they want me to call it normal, but people just do what they do.
It's just not. I mean,
I definitely don't want my little girl, my little boy, to be exposed to that type of shock.
Then you better put them in a box. You better put them in a box and hide them away, because in today's society in America, that's why we're crazy now. I'm going to pick up another call. 336, your mic is on.
Peace. Yes, I'm calling from North Carolina. I just wanted to
Good morning.
Peace. I just wanted to say... me being in the military and doing intelligence work and being all around the world, the people, if you don't understand white supremacy and how it is a multi-pronged effect and how it affects you even when you sleep, for all non-European people descent, is that anytime the people that are messing you up today are the people who are not the ones that when you were in junior high school and in high school with all the muscles. The ones that are messing you up today are the ones who have degrees in biology and chemistry and physics and quantum mechanics. These are the people that's messing you up today because we don't read and we don't study. If you Google how the Pentagon had a gay bomb back in 1995, where they would drop this bomb, it would emit chemicals that would break down and release hormones and endorphins and make male soldiers attracted to other male soldiers and break down the chemistry and the anatomy of the soldiers so they could come over and take over a particular territory. So now, anytime that a man goes to or that he wants a sex change or a woman wants a sex change, they got a chemical called BPA, or you call it bisphenol A, in the plastics, and you can Google this, plastics turn boys into girls. It's where anytime a woman gets an extraordinary amount of soy, which is high in estrogen, her body then converts it into testosterone. So now you are seeing women that are very aggressive or women who want to be men. When a man gets an extra, when a man gets a sex change or he eats an extraordinary amount of soy, it emasculates him. He becomes very feminine. It makes him, the BPA or bisphenol A makes him produce the extraordinary amount of estrogen, which effeminates him. It makes him very, it takes his testosterone away. He becomes very passive, non-aggressive. So it's no accident that this stuff is happening. You in a war. Mentally, physically, psychologically, spiritually, even down to the food and drink on your table. If you Google how Pepsi-Cola has been putting millions of aborted black babies and other babies using the fetal cells as flavor enhancers in your drinks, you eating dead people and don't even know it. So that's all I wanted to say. You in a war, and good luck to you, because those who are not ready, not strong enough to make it, y'all all going to die. And thank God I got this Marine Corps training, and I go on and I teach it to my family and those who are willing to learn. So it's survival of the fittest. And thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. That was a lot of information. Just want you to say that. That's a lot of them. Hold on, I got to take another call, but that's a lot of information. What'd you say?
That's why I bless every morsel of food,
anything
that I put in my body. I bless it.
No, I say a prayer. I think that was Michigan. What did you say, Michigan? It wasn't you.
That's me.
Okay. Good morning. What did you say, Eric?
I said soul and green is people.
918, your mic is on.
Hi. I have a child that's trans.
Good
morning. Thank you for letting me come on. I have a child that's transgender, and I heard the talks about the bathroom and my cousin Mark in Fayetteville, Arkansas, they just recently passed a city ordinance. It's a anti-discrimination ordinance for the LGBT community. I think there's something wrong when the majority decides the rights of the minority. That's why we had the civil rights movement. For my child, we're talking about my child.
Hold on. Go ahead. 918, is that you?
Yes, this is me.
Okay, go ahead. I want to hear what you got to say.
When it comes about the bathroom, I'm sorry, my other line's clicking. When it comes about the bathroom, the people that are transgender usually have a letter from their psychiatrist stating that their identity is male or female, you know, despite what their biology is. It's more, I think it's more threatening for a MTF, a male becoming a female, to go into a male bathroom than a female. It's about safety. And being transgender is about identity, not sexuality. I think there's a lot of fear because people do not understand what is going on. In India, they have three different genders, not just two, on their passports, their identification. But I just wanted to speak up.
Can I ask you a question?
Can
I ask you a question? Do you understand the issue that people have with their children? Because you have to understand, transgender, you may have a letter that says that your gender is a male, and that's why you're going in the male bathroom, but you look like a female. And you may, or vice versa. You may have a letter, but you don't. That letter you may carry around, but no one really checks until you're actually in the restroom. And, you know, there are people who are predators. I mean, there are people who say that they're transgender, and they're not. They just do what they do. They're just there.
Well, I hear
and,
your
and,
point.
And hold on.
And
what I'm saying is, do you realize that there are people who, when you have a young child who is between the age of 2 and 10, the questions that the parents really don't want to expose their children to during those fundamental years? Because, see, when Johnny comes home and says, "Mommy, there's a girl in the bathroom, in the boys' bathroom, why is that?" That's not a question that you really want to start getting into. Just like you don't want your daughters and your sons to start coming in and asking you about their private areas at a young age. You try to shelter them and let them be a child for as long as you possibly can. I mean, you don't want them to start choosing identity or choosing their gender at 5. Because there's no choice.
Well, for one thing, that's not the way it is being transgender. I'm not a transgender person, but I have a child at age 9 identified as being male. You know, she had
and how did that
early
in, how did your child identify as being male that early in life?
Do you want me
because
to answer the other points that you brought up or
you,
the ones
because
that you
my question,
brought up?
Hold on. No,
I would like
I want
to answer.
I want you to answer all of them because my question is, I can go back to remembering 9, and I was just trying to figure out what it was, let alone what it did and who I was. I'm being very, very serious about that. I look back in retrospect, I was just trying to figure out what is this. So how do you identify? Huh?
That was some time ago for you. And today our children are overstimulated with sexual commercials. There's a lot more out there. I'm assuming when you were younger that the commercials were not as sexualized, the music was not as sexualized. Am I correct?
That is correct. So the question is, why would I allow that today?
The culture is different today. And my child,
so why would,
if you'll let me answer, maybe I might be able to.
Again. But I know, but you asked me a question.
Six or seven questions, and
I didn't ask you six or seven.
One.
I didn't ask you six or seven questions. I asked you about three.
There were three.
The three. The three is
the,
how did your child
one,
know?
And then you had follow-up questions.
I asked you, how does your child know at 9 years old that they are something that they're not, and who exposed them to it? That was one.
I would like
the second
to answer
one,
your question
you,
about predators. You asked that first. Could I please answer that one?
Okay, answer it.
You know, I'm not trying to be rude to you. I'm just trying to give
you a
full
if you're
going to
be rude, I'm going to hang up on you, so go ahead.
Well, I just said I was trying
just
not to
answer the
be
question.
Rude.
Will you answer the
you're
question?
You're yelling at me now.
Honey, if you don't answer the question, I'm going to go to break, and you're not going to get your point out anyhow. So please answer the question.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. I've listened to your show many times, and I've always liked your show. You bring a lot of different
Well, you answer the question. You're having a conversation with me. Answer the question.
I'm getting ready on my next sentence to say, if you could try to be patient. You know, I've been very patient with you.
Okay
the predators. The predators, they're usually white, middle-aged, and they're not transgender. So more than likely, a person's not going to claim that they're transgender just to get at a person. They will not do that. And that's a fact. My cousin, Mark Kenyon, of Fayetteville, Arkansas, he's an alderman for Ward 2 and vice mayor, I might add. They just passed an ordinance, a city ordinance, to protect the LGBT community. It's an anti-discrimination ordinance.
You said that already. You gave us that when you first opened up. My question
they
is, we
that,
have people who are predators
the
and they're coming after our children.
Predators.
And I don't think any parent wants
they
to expose their child to someone who is, when they come home and they say, "Mommy, there was a why is there a little girl or why is there a girl in the boys' bathroom or vice versa?" That's the question.
There
was
many
question.
People that brought that argument that you just spoke. That's why
and
I'm
so,
citing
and,
that.
So my question, why do I have to answer that question? Because you decide that you want to dress a certain way.
It's not
that
a decision. It's not
Let's
a decision.
A
Can I say something?
My child has more testosterone than the normal female.
Miss,
she was biologically born this way.
Okay,
if you would
Miss,
ever
hello?
Just let me answer
oh
fully.
My God. Can I say something? I'm a mother, too.
Hello?
And you
People
don't know. Hold
yet.
On. First of all, for a child to identify themselves as any sex or anything, a boy or a girl, what does that mean? I mean, when you're 21, 25, 28, you're learning what it is to be a man or a woman. And for a 9-year-old to say, well, Mommy, I'm a boy, and then the parent says, well, yeah, you are, and they accept this, that's a little insane. And here's why I'm saying this, too, and this is with Tracy. I'm going to with Tracy.
I have a doctor backing me up.
No, hold
hormone
on, wait
level.
For a second. Hold on, because I have
I'm
a friend
born
who's
this way.
Being, hold on, miss. I have a friend who's going through being a transgender, but she did it in her adult years. But what I'm getting at in general from what Tracy is saying, let's go back to the children in school, and let's go to these unisex bathrooms and stuff. This is dangerous. This is
yeah.
dangerous. My daughter comes to school, and it's a boy.
You're ignorant.
Dressed
That's
like
what
a
I
girl.
Have to
I'm
say.
Not
ignorant. You're so
no,
ignorant.
No, no, don't judge me. Don't judge
okay.
me. Cause I've been around. Hold on, wait, don't judge me. And she sees a boy dressed up like a girl, and she knows it's a boy, and he's
right.
going to the girl's bathroom. That's going to be uncomfortable for her because she knows he's still a boy, and she knows that he has different parts than her. She don't care how he's acting. She knows that he's a boy. This stuff is, when it comes to children, it's dangerous. We should not involve children in this type of stuff, and I feel parents who are allowing their children to do this are also harming their children. We know girls and tomboys.
Like
we know
you
some boys are a little bit more feminine than other
My daughter boys. Has more testosterone than the
miss.
Average boy does.
She has a listen
she
to
was
me, miss.
Born this way.
Miss, she has a
you're
vagina.
Not the majority,
she could never
you're the
be a man.
Let me
tell you something. She has a vagina.
So we're black.
Energy, hold on. Spiritually wise, her having a vagina makes her very intuitive and she takes things in. She may be masculine. She may be aggressive, but she can never be a boy. She doesn't have balls, excuse me, she doesn't have testicles.
And how do you know that?
She doesn't
how
have
do you know
testicles.
She doesn't have testicles
stick?
That never descended.
That's a
you guys are not letting me
That's
answer fully.
You know
I would
why?
Love to answer
she can't
your
produce
question.
A baby. She cannot produce a baby.
You're being homophobic.
Situated.
You're
I'm
being
not homophobic.
Homophobic.
You got it wrong. I'm not homophobic. You don't know my. You don't know me. I'm not.
You're
listen to me. I'm not homophobic. I have a lot of people in the LGBT community. But when it comes to children, that's
and
when
I'm
I have
sure they would
fight.
Be embarrassed by your actions.
No,
right
when, it, you know, when it comes to children, we disagree. That's the problem.
My child is biologically different from the normal child.
Answer the question directly. Don't use psychology.
Which
don't
one?
Get upset.
You've given
don't
me a
upset.
Picture,
just
Evan. You're comparing my child to pedophiles. I highly resent the nature of the question. Not you, the group as in particular. There's more than just your question.
That's a psychological weapon, you know, to get upset, to make accusations, to deflect.
Well, that's what you guys are doing. You're making accusations
no,
of me.
That's what you're doing. You couldn't answer the right question. You want to answer
because
the question.
Because you interrupt
you
me.
Answer.
Everybody interrupts
answer.
Me. I can't answer.
You did the
As a
same
father,
thing.
I have a right to have
I hope people that are listening to this station call in.
You
I hope they call
psychology.
In and complain. You guys yell these questions at me, and I'm not allowed to answer.
Call someone a cynic. Call someone a cynic like they do on the programs whenever they debate. That's the only other level that you can go. You're deflecting questions. You're getting upset. You know what I'm saying?
Well, of course, I can't answer.
Well,
you guys are obviously ignorant, and I would like to give you some information.
And I'm going
to
insult people. What do you think we think of you?
There are
oh, I know. I'm probably a white devil
I mean, you're the,
in
you're
your eyes.
You're the one to pull down your pants when you got upset. You can't answer direct questions.
Excuse
Hello?
Me? There are so many different questions, and I wanted to answer them
okay.
one by one.
Not
you know, there's only one team here.
Okay, can we start over? Can we start over and you answer direct question, direct answer?
Can you do that, or will you be upset the rest of the time that you're on the air?
No, it's usually someone else that is upset. I am trying to answer calls.
Well, okay, that was a direct question.
So you can be educated better. Wouldn't you like to have the answers to these questions?
You're deflecting. Can we start over? Can we start over?
I would like to finish answering the questions I've been asked previously. Because
okay,
without answering those questions, you're demonizing me.
Okay, can we just answer the questions, please? Can we do that?
If they're asked in a way where I can answer.
Okay, well, what do you want me to bow down and kiss your feet? I'm asking.
No, I just want you to give me the time appropriately to answer.
Okay, well, you're the only
because
one talking now, ma'am. Can you answer the
question?
Can you please?
A question can be asked in a way that it demonizes a person.
Can you just answer the question that Tracy proposed?
347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and Frank on New Stock and Complain. WSOM.
I'm hoping that you hear me, because I love it when you hear me. And I'm telling you sincerely that if you kiss me, girl, I'll kiss you back. Because I really, really, really like you, and I just want to make it clear. We're going to keep it fair and square. Kiss me, and I'll kiss you back. Yo, it's not funny. Real cute is what you say to me. But any other way you're playing me, if you love me, then I'll love you back. When you say I get the most out of this, it kind of bothers me. A fair shake and no robbery. Love me, girl, and I love you back. Love me, girl, and I love you back. Now I'm hoping that you hear me, because I love it when you hear me. And you know I know you knew it, so I guess that we could do this.
Kiss me and I'll kiss you back.
All right, sing it to me again. Come on.
Kiss me and I'll kiss you back.
Come on, keep it going.
Kiss me and I'll kiss you back.
Yeah. Lady.
Love me, girl, I love you back.
Oh, yeah. Yo, I'm with it. That's cool. Now let's change it up a little bit.
If you play with my tummy, I'll tickle your feet. If you play with my tummy,
you know,
I'll tickle your feet. If you touch me here, I'll touch you there.
Yeah, put lotion on me.
Kiss me and I'll kiss you back.
I'll kiss you back.
If you love me, girl, I'll love you back. We know what you go through. Sometimes we put you down. People treat you cold and they know you sleep around. We never want to disrespect you, and I'll never tell anyone in town. But if you love me, then I'll love you back. I'm asking if you're down. If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Okay, we're back, and you listen to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We were talking about domestic violence. They brought in the transgender because I talked about the violence of people who are of the LGBT community, and so I guess that I was fair game for that. Want to pull in 918, your mic is on.
Hi. What question did you want me to answer first?
I'm done. I don't want you to answer
You're
nothing.
Done.
I'm done. I'm done with that. Some dangerous subject. Sorry, I can do that. But that's what makes it fun. That's what makes it fun being the host. What? Because I got bigger fish to fry than people going to the bathrooms. I know. As I said, people are gonna do what they do, and I'm not gonna, you know, and I can't change it from here. But this thing here, and what's going on, and the social engineering that they're doing when it comes to how we think, it is serious, and it's more serious than what we think because they're shaping how we do things, they're shaping our mind, and I am seeing the emasculation of African American men and men in general. I'm watching them rape them. And I don't get me wrong. I do not condone domestic violence. I do not condone people getting hit. I have a problem with all this. But when I look at the Roethlisberger case, I just looked it up.
Right.
And she accused him of rape, and no one wanted to follow up because he was friends with the people at the hotel and the charges, and they dropped it like a hot cake. He got a six-week suspension, and he is still around. I don't understand, but rape and domestic violence is the same to me. Because rape, I don't play with.
Well,
No.
You
sock me in the middle of my nose and you rape me. That's the same thing. Because I need to kill you for both of them.
I agree with you.
Yeah. You hit me, you rape me, I need to beat you and kill you. Same thing. And no, you can't get
it. It ain't the same.
No means no.
There's not the same.
Don't you hit me, but I'm not going to hit you either.
There's no death penalty for hitting somebody one time.
Listen, if you start castrating people, I bet your rape will go down.
Well, I think so too. But
yes, hiya, Minty.
Oh, I didn't know you could. I want to share too that you know there's birth control for men. They announced it today. Well, at least I heard it today, and I think it's coming out next year. Birth control for men. And when I saw that, my spirit just kind of just shook. You know, like, whoa, this is going to be a problem. If you're going to give men birth control, what are you doing to our generation now? What are you doing now?
It's easier to raise a daughter than it is to raise a son.
What did you say?
At this point, it's probably easier to raise a daughter than a son.
I can't understand what he's saying.
He said it was easier to raise a daughter than a son. No, it's not.
Okay,
but you got
nowadays it is.
No, I understand what he's saying.
I understand what he's saying.
What?
Why is that? The challenges of what men have to go through is so much. It seems like it's harder than what women have to go through. I understand what he's trying to say. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. I don't believe that it is easier because women today are young ladies today are a whole lot different, and young boys are as we're feminizing them.
Yes, they are.
It is making them a whole lot easier to raise them than it is to raise because where boys used to be wild and cowboys, right now if you ask any teacher who goes to school, they'll tell you the girls are crazy. That's why in a lot of your urban schools, they've had to take all-girl lunches and all-boy lunches because they can't be in the same room together because their hormones go off the chain. Local call, your mic is on.
Hey, good morning, Tracy. This is Floyd. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, Floyd?
Doing all right. 796 and 324 to you. But listen, as far as domestic violence goes, what I say is it is best to just walk away. I've been with a woman for 25 years now, and I have just kept walking away. We can argue sometime, and I just walk away. And I keep walking away. And you know something? When you walk away and give yourself a chance to think about it, you also get the other person a chance to think about it also. Because two people talking and one person shut up, the other person going to realize that they're talking to themselves or to themselves. And 9 times out of 10, once they shut up, they're going to stop and think. And you're thinking about it after you walk away. So just walk away.
And let me say this. And I agree with him. I will tell any man, you know, you need to walk away, take a break, go take a shower, leave. Whatever it takes you, before you get into there. I'll tell anybody that. I think that's good common sense. And I need to tell women, when they walk away, leave them alone and let them go out the door. Do not go out the door chasing them like Juanita. What's her name? Juanita Bynum. When she went out in the parking lot and started acting crazy.
And got soft.
Tracy, have you ever seen the show Utopia really quick? The man was drunk, and the woman was in his face. Everybody told her to get away from him. So she got away from the man, and then she went back in his face again to start talking to him. Now, if this man would have got belligerent on his woman, I would have understood it because she didn't know how to just stop. Everybody was telling her, listen, he's drunk. Leave it alone. Talk about it tomorrow when he's sober. And she wanted to talk about it now, and she was up in his face. And I'm like, women, you can't be doing stuff like that. You just can't.
And are we, guys, we got men on the road. Are we wrong about this?
I'm never wrong about a man.
Me neither.
Yes. Oh, yes, y'all are.
No, I ain't wrong about
that. Please.
No.
You're wrong about me all the time. What you talking about?
Did you come in here with breakfast and I was in the same car with you?
What does that have? It didn't hit you, did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, hey, can I make a comment?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, the fastest way to lose your culture is your inability to reproduce yourself or your woman. That's the fastest way to lose your culture.
Right.
And you look at all the vices that are in society today, and it's no accident. You know, they want us to destroy ourselves, and they want us to destroy the ability to reproduce.
Yep.
And I think, you know when you got a problem, when all the little boys want to be little girls, and all the girls want to be men. So you got a serious problem when a kid needs to be just learning how to read and write. You know, I was thinking, you know, the brain doesn't fully develop until the age of 21. The frontal lobe doesn't develop completely. I know the law says you're a man or you're an adult, okay, by the age of 18, but it's just simply not true. And for a kid to be confused, well, do I want to be a little girl? Do I want to be a little boy? And look at Johnny, he did it. And, you know, what's in the bathroom? I think it shows, you know, a lot of confusion in a young child's life that does not want to be there. And we all know that God is not the author of confusion. Talking about little kids being born gay, you know, with pink lollipops and,
Listen, guy. I don't want to go that far. But we need. I just come back to where we are. But because when I because
okay.
I don't want to go into a debate
okay.
of
okay.
of LGBT
okay.
and or because I agree with you. I don't believe they're born that way. But I don't want to do that. I don't want to go that far off topic because when you look at the because right now we're just talking about heterosexual men, and then when we look at what's going on with this, you've got a heterosexual male African American man.
Right,
with a black female, which is not really common in the NFL. Because
mm-hmm.
you know they drop. You know they
don't think.
You know they don't. You know they don't do. They don't because you don't. They don't do. They don't. They don't. Black, them black boys don't usually have a black girl.
Don't think, Trace. And this is one thing that I will say. You know, I always talk about the progressives and what their aim and a goal are. The United States. Because of how we started, is so strong that it defies nature how strong we have been in the world. Who's got the
somebody
turn down your radio, please?
Go ahead.
Okay. What we're doing is you have people that are doing this on purpose. They're allowing people like the 918 to call in talking about. Her child had an identity problem at 9. Then that's your fault, doggone it. You encouraged that
silliness. Let me say this, Jack.
And so therefore you got a kid that's screwed up now and will probably if don't find Jesus end up doing something to themselves.
Let me say this to you, Jeff. Just like you know when you say something like that, if you tell me that we have sexualized them too early,
mm-hmm.
and we know. Because we have sexualized our children too early, they are now choosing their identity too early.
They're being perverted.
Hold on. I'm just saying. So why is it that we haven't gone after the sexualization of the commercials and things that are around them and not tried to cover them?
No, hold on.
That's why I do not want my little boy and my little girl to have to go into the bathroom and see another woman standing there peeing. Hello?
Thank you.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah,
and
hold on a minute. Let me pull John from Philadelphia in. Hold on. Go ahead, Philadelphia. Because you've been waiting for a while. 267? He didn't thought I wasn't going to bring him up. Go ahead, Minty.
Oh, just real quick, I want to say, what's sexualization, okay? Yes, when a child watches Disney, we see boy meets girl, girl meets boy, and that's fine. Isn't that nature? Isn't that how it's going to be? Every show my daughter watches, she watches a boy that likes a girl, all right? I may have a little bit of a problem with it, but at the same time, when that time comes to talk to my 7-year-old, she knows mommy don't play that. You know, what happens
to
that?
No, Amenti, hold on. You got to realize, there's a DVD or a YouTube video of how you can see genitalia inside of some of the cartoons that's hidden and subliminal.
Oh, yeah, I know about that stuff. I'm not denying that, but as a parent, you can still monitor. The best that you can still monitor your children. And it may come to a point we may have to have that topic of discussion with our children, may not so vulgar, but maybe at an earlier age than when we had to learn about it. And that just may have to be the truth. And that's just how I see it. And trust me, it's hard being a mother, and my daughter's 7, and you know it is hard. But I know that's a conversation I may end up having to have with her. And
that's
my
why we
son.
Have homeschool.
Well, I ain't homeschooling my children.
But you understand what I mean? That's
yeah. I know what you're saying.
So there's a reason why people are trying to homeschool their children, and they're trying to shelter them. They're trying to train them up in the way that they want them to be trained, so that when they get older, they'll know which direction they're supposed to go in.
Right, and that's why you monitor, and that's why you make sure you monitor what your children are doing. You have to do that. I had to learn that. You have to monitor them because these children are so smart nowadays. You'd be surprised what they know out here.
That is true. Pianki, your mic is on. And don't bring up the cop.
But anyway, you know, Pianki.
Yes?
Say, Tracy.
Your mic is on, but don't bring up the cop.
You're in the air.
The cop? What cop?
Yeah, don't bring up the cop beating up black folks.
Oh, I mean, I was putting it out there against Ray Rice, but no, I just listened. Good conversation.
I wish she was a little, you know, I really wanted to have that conversation with her about her child, like, because that's the type of stuff I'm talking about right there. I don't care if my daughter comes home and say, hey, Mom, you know, I think I'm a boy. I'm going to have a conversation with her about gender, male and female. I'm going to just have that conversation with her to understand that. And to just tell her that she's a boy, what does it mean for me to be a woman? Like, how does she know what it is to be a boy? That's what's crazy
question.
About that.
That's my question. How do you know? I don't even know what it does.
Once again.
I just go to potty, you know. I know boys. You know, they got something I don't have. I don't even know what they do. I don't know what that is.
My daughter came up in suburban American school, okay? And I remember really feeling disconcerted. In sixth grade, she came and said that this girl said that she was gay. And what is that? Sixth grade.
So it's only about 11, 12 years old.
I was pissed, okay, to say the least. And here it is, you have these people, they don't want no standard. They don't want any standard of life. They want everything just to be free, and you know, I'm with this, and you know, and then you can listen in the compassion in the voice of how the city council moved to protect the LGBT community. They moved to protect their freaking jobs. They did not move to protect the LGBT community because you've been able to create this subterfuge about gay rights, and there's no such thing. You have the right to be an American and the life, liberty, and happiness. You do not have the right to make me have to say that what you're doing is normal or right. No, because
yeah,
it doesn't produce anything.
But let me say this. Let me say this. We need to come back and do the whole conversation. But when you look at the overall landscape of what's going on, the emasculation and the masculinity of the female and the emasculation of the male is drowning out our society. And we need to wake up. No woman ought to want a wuss. And I'm not. And when I talk about Ray Rice, he should not have hit her like that.
No.
For no reason at all. He should have pushed her out the way, held her hand, did something, whatever it took. But what they're doing to him right now is far beyond, way beyond.
Yeah, they're literally castrating him.
Absolutely.
Yes, they are.
Hold on, John.
I called you and you were gone. And so, you said a great what?
With great glee, they're doing this.
Absolutely.
Because they, first of all, they could do this to him. They couldn't do this to a Caucasian person. It wouldn't play out the same. Because you wouldn't have the angst against him that way. See, you have right now. You have people that are jealous of his money that he makes. And they're oh yeah, get him, because that's what they're doing. They're getting him.
It goes back to showing again another black male or a black person who is overly aggressive and or violent.
Right.
Because we already know that they have already put in our mind that anything of color is more violent and or the mad black woman syndrome.
Absolutely.
Because
it's already there.
Masculinity. They're trying to play down what's normal for a masculine man, how a masculine man will react. Not approving for someone to be hit or domestic violence. I'm not saying that, but that's the part of it right there. I mean, look at football. Then they say they can't tackle a certain way or they can't dance when they do a touchdown. Like, didn't they do something like that with football now?
They did that years ago, and that was the start of this all. I'm glad you brought that up.
How do you play football and you can't tackle people?
Yeah, you can't tackle.
Can they flag football?
I don't know. Whoever knows it can tell me, but they can't even dance when they do a touchdown. I'm like,
yeah,
that's a part of football, you know?
They started that back in the late
80s.
That's how long they've been doing this. They've been trying to tear football down for like 30 years.
Oh, okay.
And they're working on it. They're doing a good job.
And that's that's a very masculine sport. That's a very manly, you know, all sports are manly if you ask me, but, you know, that's a manly thing, and they're trying to take that down. They're trying to take that away.
But you got to understand, you got more women raising men right now, and so when our young boys want to come home and play football, we don't want them to get hurt, and so that's why we need to take a man out the house. I don't want him to fall down. I don't want him to run. I don't want him to play with a gun. I don't want him to do this. I don't want him to wrestle. I want him to sit there and cross his legs and be good. That's how boys play.
A woman can't raise a boy to be a man, and women need to realize that fact. You need a man.
398, your mic is on.
To be a man.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they wouldn't have roughing the football if most of the quarterbacks were in the fight and they're getting racked up. They're roughing the football. I've seen a guy run in a football game one time. He run like 80 yards to catch the running back, and he tried to hug him to the ground, and the running back just stiff-armed him. It was hilarious. But I just wanted to make one last comment. I'm getting ready to do my workout here, and I'm signing off. That previous caller made me a little upset when she tried to compare special rights to civil rights. You know, we were talking, you know, we had to fight for our human rights here. And you notice whenever America goes abroad, they always talk human rights. But in America, you know, when it comes to the African-American, it's civil rights. And you notice how they separate the two. And, you know, gays and transgender, they have the same rights as everyone else. They want special rights. And I take, you know, great offense to someone wanting to group special rights, perversive rights, with basic human rights. Now, I know they don't say that in America, but that's basically what it is. And you guys have a good weekend. It's good talking
you
to you.
You too. Nice talking to you too. Thanks for calling in. 8440, your mic is on.
Yeah, the reason they have those rules in the National Football League is because all the players are suing the crap out of the National Football League. That's what it is. They're tackling with their head. It has nothing to do with anything else you're talking about.
I saw Polamalu get charged for a headbutt last night when he couldn't really help butting the man with his head. He had to tackle him to get him down because he grabbed him, and he was a little shorter than the guy, and his helmet touched his helmet. Didn't even butt him. He just thought they called a 10-yard penalty first down. That was ridiculous.
But, and let me say this for you. I understand a headbutt is a head. Wait a minute. Hold on. A headbutt is a headbutt. And a mass grab. Hold on. And a mass grab is a mass grab.
Right.
But you have to have realized football, you got two big grown folk running at each other at optimum speed to come together as a collision. To see who can push back. That's football. Am I wrong?
What's
happening
is, So I agree with you. So why is the players that get hurt because they tackled that way are suing the National Football League?
That's the reason why you got so many concussions.
That's
what,
people
are starting to tackle with their heads.
It has nothing to do with what you're talking about. They've been suing the National Football League.
I understand.
They want to institute these rules.
But 440, do you understand the emasculation of the male?
There's a lot of head injuries in football now.
I'm talking about. I understand that there's a lot of head industry. You can't hit two people. That's why you will not find. You'll find very, very few people who play either high school and or college football or basketball who's not going in for a hip replacement or in baseball hip replacement, knee replacement, elbow replacement, and shoulder replacement. They're all you can't. I mean, come on now. Look at what's happening here.
So why should the
right
league?
And all these
you
people.
Made that choice.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. But you can't emasculate a man and say you don't want him to do that because he might get hurt. I'll be right back.
But at the same time, you have to be taught how to tackle the proper way. You have to be taught.
No, I was speaking
because
I'm the one who made the
comment.
I'm speaking about there's certain besides the concussion part, I'm aware of that. But there's certain things now that has changed in football that has changed the way the game is played, not just so much of how the person is tackled to get a concussion. Even if you score a touchdown, you can't dance anymore. You can't even kneel down and pray. You know what I'm saying? Well, like,
that probably depends
unless
on
you're
what
white.
Level of football. If you're talking about pro football, they, in terms of pro football, they definitely put on a show. But if it's high school or college, they probably
no,
just
pro football.
Do what
no
you're required
football.
To do.
They can't do that no more.
They have wussified the game. That's all there is to it.
Get out.
They have made the game.
They really have.
Oh.
I don't even watch sports, but when my husband was talking to me about it, I was like, well, what's going to happen to football? Isn't that what y'all like? He's like, yeah, no, but they're changing how the game is played. And it's just like you're almost emasculating these men. A lot of men are being emasculated, if you ask me.
Well, some of those are
because of the time factor, too.
They're trying to reduce the number of injuries that happen.
I understand
the concussions. I understand all of that. But there's other things that are, like, normal for football that they're changing, that they're completely just changing in the game. It's like, you know, why can't you dance after you do it, score a touchdown? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy.
I think dancing probably goes on among the pros, but not among the high school or college, because in high school and college, they're trying to teach you how to work in a team structure.
I'm talking about pro football. I'm not talking about nothing else but pro football. I don't know anything else about anything else. I'm surprised I even know about pro football, so, yeah. But, yeah, man,
dance.
I really wanted to hear that caller, man. That was an interesting thing that her 9-year-old is a her girl is a boy. I wish she wasn't so sensitive. We could have had the conversation. Goodness. Uh-oh.
Repeat that, New York? I mean, her daughter's a girl?
Yeah, her daughter's a girl who's 9 years old, and she says she's transgender. And she said the psychiatrist will give you a letter stating that this is your child's gender. And I was saying to her,
a doctor give you a letter for anything.
Yeah, no, exactly. But my thing is, like, you're a parent, you're a grown adult. How does a 9-year-old know that she is the opposite sex? She could never be the opposite sex because she has a vagina. She has a vagina. How don't you know she has testicles? She doesn't have testicles because she cannot penetrate somebody and make a baby. She has to be penetrated. And I wasn't trying to be vulgar, but I was just giving her the reality. Maybe she needs to have that kind of confidence. And it's like, at 9 years old, I'm sorry, you know, it's I'm not sorry, but who knows what it is to be a boy and girl? And like I said, who knows what it is to be a woman or a man until you tell yourself, I'm a man, I'm a woman, in your adult years? So now what's
the projection
is onto children?
Transgender people, they say that in terms of their emotional makeup and in terms of the way they feel, like in terms of their mental state, that they feel like they're a man or a woman and they happen to be in the opposite sex body.
Okay, brother, there's
a
thing called masculine
that,
and feminine energy, and we have both inside of us. You understand? A woman can be feminine, but she may have to get masculine to defend her children. This is what needs to be talked about. Masculine is feminine energy. Gender is just male and female. That's it. That's all gender is, what's between your legs. But masculine and feminine energy is what's misunderstood. There's a lot of women out here who are very masculine. Layla Ali is the greatest example. She's a very masculine woman when she's out there boxing, but she's feminine. She has a husband. She has two children. You understand? And she balances that within herself. That's what we come in this life to do. You know?
There's also an athlete, and you can be a woman and be trained as an athlete, and you can still be a feminine woman, but
no,
you just happen to be trained as an athlete.
What you've got is people out there that's trying to confuse facts with feelings. Okay, and the problem with that is there is no way the twain shall meet. You have certain things that are 100% fact, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
A male with a penis is a male. A female with a vagina is a female.
Female, exactly.
Your feelings may say, I feel like a man or I feel like a woman, but my question is this. How can a man ever say that he feels like a woman when he cannot relate to how a woman feels because he does not have the genetics to do that.
He's saying that he has a feminine mindset.
We're not talking about both. People who have both, that's a different situation. For people
exactly.
who have male parts and have female parts, we're talking about those people. Hermaphrodites, we're not talking about them. But for male and female people, this is what needs to be understood. We cannot, what my concern is, and being a mother of three, we can't put these children in this. It's going to cause a lot of problems. What if that young girl turns 18, 20, and she says, you know what, I'm a woman, I want to be a woman now? What has happened to her life?
You well, in California, you can change it at you can change at noon in the schools. You don't have to wait till you get 20. In California, you can change at noon.
And this woman obviously has nothing, does not understand men at all, and I'm not saying this is all men. Y'all know what I'm saying. A man will pretend, some men are so desperate, they'll pretend to be gay just to get some, you know, some woman stuff. You know what I mean? They'll do
that. A lot of this goes back to society telling people to embrace who you are and be what you want to be, and that's
what
people are
doing. Well, you can be who you want to be, but don't put children in it. If your child is that intelligent to analyze all that stuff, help them build the app or something. Put your child in something that's going to occupy their mind. You understand what I'm saying? Or teach your children what male and female is and what masculine and feminine energy is. Maybe that's a topic of discussion that may have to start being had in school or parents need to have with their children. Because
that's what happens. That's what happens when you try and make a society gender neutral. You can't do it. You confuse the hell out of people.
Exactly. It doesn't work.
Men are what they are and women are what they are. And I'm not a woman who's raised around a lot of brothers. She's going to be
Call the show at 347-945-5229 or toll-free at 1-800-530-WSOM. That's 347-945-5229 or 1-800-530-WSOM. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
So, yeah, yo, I'm with it. All right, that's cool. Now let's change it up a little bit.
If you play with my tummy, I'll tickle your feet. If you play with my tummy,
you know,
I'll tickle your feet.
If you touch me here, I'll touch you there.
Yeah, put lotion on me.
Kiss me and I'll kiss you back.
I'll kiss you back.
If you love me, girl, I'll love you back.
I'll love you back.
We know what you go through. Sometimes we put you down. People treat you cold and they know you sleep around. We never want to disrespect you and I'll never tell anyone in town. Well, if you love me, then I'll love you back. I'm asking if you're down. If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Come on, ladies, one more time, kick it.
If you love me, boy, I'll love you back. If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back. But if you hit me, then I'll hit you back.
If you smack me, I'll smack you back. The number is 347-945-5. I knew it was in there. Hit me and I hit you back. There you go. I've got Jeff in the studio with me. You're listening to Tracy and French on the SLM AM 600. It's 8 minutes after the hour.
We got to wait till Monday to get to the president because these people crazy out here.
We ain't crazy. It says if you smack me and I smack you back. And that's just what the songs say. And people need to realize that you need to take responsibility for what you're doing. You know, be responsible and don't be crazy. Don't be stupid. And we need to raise our children to have controls. But we need to quit emasculating men.
Well, they're doing it on purpose.
And we need to, and women, you can't have, and I say this again, you can't have a gentleman and then be a gentleman.
Yeah.
You can't say you want him to open up the doors. And then you don't want him to, you know, open the door, open the car door. You want to be a man. You can't have all that. You can't do all that. It just doesn't work.
Hold on.
It's South Carolina. I need to bring John in before I bring you in. John, go ahead.
I just wanted to say this Ray Rice incident is really almost like an episode of Basketball Wives. This is like a reality show going amok, and people are latching on this for purposes of entertainment.
That's basically what this is. And these types of incidents occur all the time among people who are in pro sports. And the difference is that they didn't have it on videotape. You know, and that's the reason why people are talking about it. But I don't think it's a racial thing. I think it's more of people are more like in a reality TV mode. And this is like something that's starting to play out in real time. And that's the reason why people are fascinated by it.
I think you're I agree with that. I mean, it is a reality television show gone amok. That is true. Because it's got a lot of drama. It gives you a lot of, you know, bite in. You can tell that because, you know, talk radio as well as me and news across the country, we've been on this topic, you know, for three or four days now. Hey, go ahead, South Carolina.
Well, Tracy, I think it's because they quit teaching physics in school. You know, in physics, there's a principle that states that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, and that's what happens. There was an action, and there was an equal and opposite and appropriate reaction.
Now,
but,
South Carolina.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
not an equal. South Ca- no,
yes,
South
yes,
Carolina.
Was.
Sweetie, that is
you
not an equal.
You hit me, and I hit you back.
No, South Carolina,
it's a
you
of,
know.
It's a matter
you
of
know.
Opinion.
South Carolina, you, who's got the phone ringing the phone? Jeff, is that you?
Not me.
Yeah, right. What's going on?
Somebody calling Ray Rice?
Yeah, we're trying. Can you find it?
No, I haven't been able. I can't right now. But I've got it. It's completely frozen.
That's not me.
I know.
Oh, well.
I know it's
wow,
not you.
Oh, maybe you have to call
Hold
back
on.
In again.
I know. I'm gonna. We're up. We're gonna solve the problem. And South Carolina, go ahead. And that, South Carolina, we might say it's not an equal reaction because you, if you were to hit me, and I've only seen a picture of you, but you're a big boy.
Yeah.
And if I hit you and I'm a big girl, I may startle you, I may hurt your pride, and I may scratch you and like a cut, and it would be kind of tough, and it would be a little rough on that. But if you haul off and punch me with full force of that arm that I saw yours, I'm in trouble.
But, Tracy, here's what my grandma used to say. She's going to hit you back. She might hit you with some lead, but she's going to hit you back.
And that may be true, but I'm just saying, if, you know, and then this is where we get in with Ray Rice. I don't think he should not have hit her. You know, I'm totally against it. And if he could have held her back, he could have done something else. Because even if her spitting on him and hitting him, he could have done something different. And that was a bad judgment call. And he should have been punished for it. Don't get me wrong. I don't think he should have been suspended indefinitely. I think he should have gone through some counseling. But I think she should go through some
counseling.
I think she should go through some counseling too. I think they both should.
Both are counseling.
I'm just saying. I agree with that part. But I don't think the level and the magnitude of what everybody's yelling at should be there because it's bad. But if you hit me, South Carolina, you know, it's an equal force because I couldn't hit you like that for love nor money unless I got a skillet.
Yeah.
Because
right.
The only way that I would be able to get you is if I went and got that cast iron skillet that I fried my chicken in and hit you with it.
Yep. That's appropriate.
Am I right?
You're right.
Because I couldn't hit you with that kind of force, even if I wanted to.
Well, the thing is, I mean, you know, I think they're making too much out of it. I think they're turning it into a political situation, and that's the whole point. They're going to make political hay out of it, and they're going to profit from it.
But what Jeff and I said earlier, I think it's social engineering. I think they are shaping the minds through social policy, and they're becoming too involved with other people's lives. And as I said, you know, you got people coming out the woodwork. When you see Robin Givens coming up, and we ain't seen her in the movie since Boomerang, you know there's a problem, but you haven't seen the big names come out. I want to know where Tina Turner is on here. I want her to sit down and say talk about this and be candid about it.
Because Tina Turner definitely was abused.
That's what I'm saying.
By Ike.
That's what I'm saying.
I actually had a domestic violence dispute one time in my young when I was 23 years old, and I had a situation with my children's father at the time, and
you know, it was just a little situation that had happened. It was a lot of anger, a lot of frustration, but it wasn't nothing so major. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like he was always abusing me or anything like that. But you know, so I've experienced it before, but I've also knew how my behavior was. That some days I would get drunk, some days I would hit him, you know, some days I would, you know, would create stuff as well. I didn't do it that day, but when I think about it, I should have never called him over, you know. So it's like little stuff like that, you know.
But like I said earlier, we need in relationships, in marriage, there are a lot of things that go on that you could consider domestic violence if you saw it on a video or if you watched it, that is just a part of a situational thing that's going on during that time. And I'm not saying that people ought to be hitting each other, but things happen in marriage and in family life. It really does.
Well, if it happens, you know, it only goes as far if, you know, if the wife files charges in family court and then it goes to criminal court, that's when it's a serious situation. But if it happens and nobody's filing charges against each other, then it's something that people live with.
And that's what I'm saying. And we know that it's hard for women to come out of domestic violence, but that doesn't mean I'm supposed to go in their house and drag them out. And what we were doing to Janae Rice right now, we're going in her house and dragging her out of it. And she's not asking to be drug out just yet.
Yeah.
And that's my situation. That's where I'm sitting here. You know, don't drag me out if I'm not willing to go.
Because the whole incident was captured on video. That's the reason why she's in trouble.
We understand that. But, again, this was already resolved several months ago. So why are we still having the conversation because we saw another part of the video?
The reason why we're just talking about it is because her husband plays for the Baltimore Ravens. He's in the NFL. He's high profile. That's the reason why people still talk about it.
No, they ain't high profile no more because they're sitting on the sideline watching it on TV like us.
Yeah.
And listen, if anybody wants to know, can somebody submit my name to be the NFL commissioner or the co-commissioner? Because I only want half. That's it. Just give me a couple percentage points of the salary of the commissioner. Because if he's made in his tenure, he's made $44 million. Can somebody please see if I can get that job?
You can't leave. We got to make the $40 million here,
Jeff.
So you can pay somebody a
Jeff,
check.
Jeff,
huh?
I tell you what. When they call me, I'll write you a check. Don't worry about it. y'all covered. No matter where I go, y'all covered. So if I go, because I'm not going to the White House. Somebody said, you're going to run for president. I'm like, you've got to be out of your mind. Only crazy people run for go to Washington now. That's an insane asylum. And I ain't crazy. What else is there to talk about?
Well, nothing else now. What you going to do?
We got 40 minutes. You got to talk about something, Jeff.
Yeah, well, I mean, we got all kind of things.
No, we'll talk about that.
Well, what one of your callers said is this ISIS is probably a product of the CIA. This is probably the CIA working with people who are Islamic radicals to try to destabilize that region.
Too late.
Barack Obama already had the CIA. His CIA destabilized that region.
It's already done. You can't. And let me ask you this. That is a good topic, and I know Jeff will be here on Monday. I've got to go to the doctor. But I got a question for you guys. They tell me there's like 30,000 men a part of this ISIS group over in the Middle East. What you going to do with 500, what they call them, special forces? No, not special forces. They were.
These are advisors.
That's right. How you going to send 1,000 advisors over to 30,000? How you going to do that?
It's not going to be air power alone that's going to resolve this conflict. You're going to have to bring in ground forces eventually.
No, John, walk with me. Walk with me to the same place. The President of the United States came on television at 9 o'clock on Wednesday. This is what he said. This is not a war. He said that this is not about Islam. And he said, they're going to manage this through 1,000 advisors and some airstrikes. Now, if I'm wrong, correct me. Would you say South Carolina?
I'm going to tell you, this sounds eerily familiar to me.
It sounds just like Lyndon Johnson in Vietnam.
Yeah. Have you ever seen 30,000
for the longest time? For the longest time, Vietnam was not called a war. It was called a conflict.
Right.
Okay. And they played politics with it and played politics with it until it did. They finally had to call it a war. And as a result, 23,000 plus American lives are lost.
Yeah, I mean, does he know what 30,000 troops look like?
That's
yeah,
what I'm
15,000 of them are foreign from the U.S. and Canada and the U.K. and all around the world.
Yeah.
Well, once again, you know, the imams back in the late 70s, early 80s,
mm-hmm.
they ordered their Muslim followers to go into all the world and have families. And create where they would have large amounts of people in all different countries, and so that they could go and bring those countries now. Understand this. If you don't believe me, look it up. And for him to make a crazy statement saying this is not Islam, ISIL is not Islamic. That was the most ridiculous
Why
thing
ridiculous?
For him to say.
Listen,
only a fool would say that.
If I'm not mistaken, if ISIS is an acronym, and it's an acronym for Islamic, or it says something to do with, and it has Islamic State in it.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you say it's not about Islam?
It has to do with Islamic State in Syria. That's what it stands for.
So if it's Islamic, if it says Islamic State in Syria, tell me this.
And
if Islamic is in the acronym, how can you get up and say it's not Islamic? But no, don't go that far. Just checking.
There's a Blackwater type country in the United States called ISIS also.
What'd you say?
There's a Blackwater type company in the United States called ISIS also.
Yes, that's true. That is true.
And there was a cartoon on TV named ISIS, too.
It sure was.
I just thought
She's
I'd bring
a
that
bad
up.
Girl.
Just thought I'd bring that up. You know, that's what we watched on television. Pionki just put something up, and Pionki, I've got to ask you, and I've got to agree with you on that, because he just showed a woman getting beat by the police.
Yeah.
I mean, beat down.
Yeah.
Toe up, beat down.
Uh-huh.
We didn't call nothing on that.
No, you're not going to.
Why not?
Because it's not salacious enough to, you know, to
impact change.
Right, to impact change or to impact anybody getting paid for this. See, people are getting paid for this story, and they're loving it. I watched the sports guys yesterday, you know, and they were at it. And one of the sports broadcasters that tells the truth, I like this guy. He's a brother from ESPN. He was killing. He's telling them, yeah, well, of course this is wrong. But how you handling this stuff is absolutely crazy. But he did give Goodell, say Goodell needs to be given a benefit of a doubt. Goodell probably knew that tape came in and said, I don't want to see it.
I don't think so. You know, because you get, I'm serious with this way. You know, we in politics we call it plausibility.
Plausible denial.
Right. So you have to understand, you got gatekeepers.
Yeah,
that keep information away from so you can actually honestly say
I don't know nothing about it. Right, I agree, and so but that's the smart thing. To not have policies in place for all of this stuff is ridiculous. When you have this
right now, I can see that, but you
mm-hmm.
don't think about it until it actually happens. But let me say this. What's his name? Ben Roethlisberger. See, they should have started with that then. But then I don't think is there policy within the military?
No, anything. Well, Javina Johnson got raped and she had a live pole in her vagina. And don't forget Brett Favre.
Brett Favre what?
The quarterback, Brett Favre. He beat his wife.
Yeah, what about him? Did he beat his wife?
Yeah, then you know that?
No. I don't remember
what you'd asked me, does politics, is politics in the military? When I went in 1982, you know, it wasn't so much. But as you got more and more different people there, it became more and more political, especially with the officers.
So what kind of domestic policy did, what kind of domestic policy do they have in the military that will
We were subject to the Uniform Code of Military Justice. Now, under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, I mean, there are certain things that you could get away with, and nobody would even bat an eye as a civilian. But in the military, those actions can get you locked up, put in the brig, the stockade if you're in the army. But things such as adultery, you can get demoted and locked up for adultery. Things like sodomy and things such as that, no, they would lock you up. You would lose rank, you lose money, and you lose your freedom.
I was listening to a show the other night.
Hold on, Pionki. What'd you say, South Carolina?
If you get a dishonorable discharge from the military, that is the same thing as getting out and having a felony as a civilian. That dishonorable discharge carries a felony. It's when you get out, it's considered the same thing as a felony. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you. It's easy. It's easy to get in trouble under UCMJ.
Wow. Okay. Go ahead, Pionki, and then I got to let another call in.
Well, but yeah, he's right. But you do have instances where military personnel do beat their wives, and I was listening to a show last night with this black woman where she married this officer, and everything was real nice until he started locking her in and beating on her and so on and so on and so on, and she would go to the base and make complaints, and they would pay no attention to her.
And I've heard about that, too.
Yeah.
That's why I asked if they have a policy, because, you know, just as they ought to have a policy in the NFL, well, they should now. They ought to have an all. But the question is, but you don't have domestic violence policies inside of your corporation.
Well, the thing is here's the thing. It doesn't apply to certain situations.
Like what?
Well, I mean, domestic violence is a matter of law.
But if I'm a CEO,
because
remember, neither one of them were charged.
Mm-hmm.
But then neither was Ben Roethlisberger for rape. So he got 6 weeks, this other guy got two, and the guy...
Why did he get 6 weeks is my point. If he didn't do anything, why did he get 6 weeks and counseling? And then here it is, this man did not rape. All he did was this woman came at him, caught him by surprise, he reflexed and hit her. Okay, and now he's indefinitely suspended, one, let go from the team, two, and then where he doesn't get, he's not supposed to get a salary, which he's going to get. But after that, how do you do that?
But I'm just saying, you know, what I'm saying is there was no policy. It's because there's no policy precedent. I'm just saying because there's not, it's like the NCAA. I'm quite sure they don't have a domestic violence clause inside the NCAA. So what happens when a player who is your star player beats up on his girlfriend?
They probably have a moral clause, meaning that if you get arrested for something, that's grounds for termination of your contract.
What it means is, if I don't need you and we don't get caught, I'm going to slap you with a suspension. I'm going to try to be quiet. I'm going to sweep it under the rug, and I'm going to let you play on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yes, South Carolina.
How long do you think Richie Incognito would have gotten away with what he did down there in Miami if that kid hadn't come forward and blabbed to the media? What he did was no more than what they do to any rookie that comes into the NFL. But
Hazen,
this kid said that he was mentally damaged because of what Incognito did to him. And I'm like, what a wuss.
Wait until Michael Finn's
going
to come back.
Look at in the University of Missouri where Michael Sam's came from. About a year ago, a black student, female student, was raped by football players. And she kept complaining. Nobody went to came to her aid or bleed, and she ended up drowning herself in a swimming pool up there at University of Missouri in Columbia.
But sometimes in those cases, sometimes those cases are cases where a female has gone into a frat house or they've gone into some type of athletic dorm and they've been at a party and they've been involved with one guy and then another guy jumps in it And sometimes it's more of a consensual type thing. It's not always rape in those situations.
But
sometimes
but again,
females make up stories about they've been raped when...
Yeah, like Mike Tyson.
John,
yeah.
Well,
I think...
Hold
no,
on.
Yeah.
But it's like I
well,
said to you guys,
well, actually,
right now the law says that if you a woman can call rape, I said, tell Jeff this during the break. In the state of Ohio, a woman can call rape anywhere during the process of anywhere from beginning all the way through and in. So in the middle of your intercourse, if she decides she wants you to get up and she says no and you don't stop, that is rape in Ohio.
But what I'm saying is that in actuality it's more of a group sex type of situation that's going on. It's not actually rape. She's she's at a party type situation and she's having sex with a whole bunch of guys. And then she wakes up the next day after she's been drunk or she's been on some type of drug or something, and she's found out that she's had sex with all these men, and then she goes and cries rape after that.
That's what I'm saying, and she can do that, and it will be rape. I got to take my break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on the SOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. I'll be right back.
So you saying that a woman, you can have sex with a woman, and she don't have to be drunk. And when she wake up the next morning at 12 o'clock noon after you've been gone 6 hours, she can holler rape.
That's what it's
yeah,
right.
I mean, she can go down to the police department and demand to get a rape kit be done. And if they can find any semen on her, they can say, well, you know, this
well,
female has been penetrated
then, right?
In the past 24 hours, and we can't.
She's lying, right? That's what I come out
yeah,
tell.
Yeah, she's lying.
That's what I told my grandson to marry an African a woman from the continent. These women here in America is treacherous. No way in the world I'd marry another one in. Brothers, if you got that finger, go down to Brazil, Jamaica, or go over to West Africa and get
you
a wife.
I don't
want
to bring race into this, but that there is not really black women doing that kind of stuff, because I've seen stuff like this. I've seen
black woman done to Mike Tyson.
But she's not black. That's what
she is.
She ain't black. She look black, but they ain't a black woman. She ain't black.
Listen.
But anyway, I've seen situations where there has been with females of other races around black men, and, you know, they let them run trains on them and stuff like that, and then they go and holler rape. I've seen situations like that. And I've also, some women need to understand that if you ain't one of the boys, don't hang with the boys. I'm not making an excuse for rape. But some females put themselves in very horrible situations. Do you understand what I'm saying? And the type of guys that they're hanging around with.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I understand
so
what you're saying, and all your scenarios are complicated. That's why I would go over to another country where they don't even have that kind of mentality.
Well, I don't have that mentality,
okay.
And I wouldn't put myself in that.
You already married.
Bianchi. Like what happened when this, I think, was in 1986. I was in California then. It was over the Thanksgiving holiday. Not everybody left out of the barracks, but a female from out in town came onto the base to visit this one cat. He wasn't there, so she stayed in the barracks with one of his friends. So all of a sudden, you know, they're in there drinking, having a good old time, and one of the guys asked her, "Don't you, you know, give me a little bit of that?" He says, "Sure, why not? Matter of fact, why don't everybody get a little bit?" So there were five guys, and they took their turns on this young lady, okay? Well, the next morning she wakes up and she realizes, hey, what happened? And they all talking and everything. So the next thing you know, she goes to the commanding officer and says that all these five guys had sex with her. And they ask her, was it consensual? And she says, I don't know. All those guys got NJP, non-judicial punishments, and wound up losing a strike, losing money, and it was just a big mess. They called it the great American turkey shoot. But in situations like that, when females or males, it doesn't make any difference. You don't need to be drinking and going in there and hanging out with a whole bunch of folks, you know, a bunch of men, knowing full well that the possibility is there.
Yeah.
You better
make sure
your brother or your sister is there to watch your back. You know?
I agree with you.
And brother, let me tell you something. I know a woman right now who had a situation where she was raped. And a friend of the family is pretty much dating her or whatever. And when I look at the ways of this woman, I'm not surprised that she's been raped. She's always the only, and I'm not making an excuse for, I hope you understand what I'm saying. She's always, when my husband comes over there to visit his friend, she's always the only woman there. Every time you turn around, she has some guy friend. It's like, what is she doing? She has tattoos of other men, like a group of men that are her friends on her arm and stuff like that. And I'm like, I'm not surprised that a woman like this would have been in a situation where she's been raped. Because she puts herself in that situation, and the type of men that she hang around with, that's the type of stuff they live for. And a lot of people don't like to hear this, but it's like, what's the saying? About that life, you have to be careful about what type of energy and people that you hang around with. Because there's people that's the type of life they live. They get drunk, they drink, and girls let guys run trains on them, and that's what they do when they go to work the next day. Or go out.
Well, they don't have to get drunk. They do it as sober as a preacher.
Right, exactly. And that's what I'm saying to people that live that type of life, but you have to be wise. You have to be wise when you're in that type of setting, especially if it's a wild setting with people, especially if they're not adults. You know what I'm saying? You just have to be careful. And a lot of women, they don't know how to do that. There's women that it's a group of women. Everybody like, okay, it's time to go. All the women are leaving, so all the women try to leave, and one woman like, oh, she wants to stay. And that's always the woman who ends up getting raped or something happened to her.
Looks
your friend, like,
it looks like they're
at
the
where
I'm going
to
go still. And I am still on a digital underground quest. I think I'm going to stay here for a while. I'm going to be here for maybe all next week. Because, you know, Jeff, you are right. When they were rapping, they were doing it very, very well. This mess that they have today is just off the hook. They need to change that. They have problems. And so I brought a private caller, your mic is on. Somebody calls in here. 438, your mic is on also. You have a comment? Come in here, hit the button, and then don't talk. I don't understand. Eric, what were you saying?
Yeah, but that type of stuff goes on.
What type of
John,
what type of stuff?
The type of stuff I'm talking about in terms of group sex on college campuses, and then the female can turn around and say that she's been raped if she's had a lot of men to actually go and, you know, and have sex with her all at once. She can say she's been raped because she probably has all types of vaginal tears and it like in terms of her vaginal wall, and she's got semen there. So if you got an examining her with a rape kit, the whole situation is gonna look like rape.
I said earlier, you know, we need to understand there is a slippery slope we're sliding on. You know, we don't want to take responsibility.
Hey, Tracy.
Hold on, Bianchi. That's the problem when you don't want to take responsibility for what you do and how you act. That is a problem. I don't think we understand the problem that comes in when you don't take responsibility for what you act. You can't walk around and do some things and then get mad when somebody treats you like something that you say you're not. Whatever it is.
That's right, Tracy.
You got to have dignity and respect. You can't be just going crazy and then get mad when you're crazy because they treat you like you're acting.
Mm-hmm.
You act like a man, you'll get treated like a man. You act like a lady, you'll get treated like one. You need to understand that. You don't get into bed with somebody and then get through the process and decide that you don't want to do it and talk about it's rape. You shouldn't have been there. Male or female.
Well, sometimes people's partying gets out of hand and they don't know how to control themselves.
Then guess what? Don't drink.
Then you go to jail.
Then don't drink. Because if you know that alcohol puts you into a certain state of mind, then you need to know your limitations. Just like you need to know before you get behind the wheel of a car what buzz driving is.
That's true.
Private call, your mic is on.
I had an honorable discharge.
That's a loop.
Oh, okay. That's why you had a dishonorable discharge. Okay. That's float your boat.
He had a biological discharge, not a military discharge.
There's some special people out here today. It's in the air.
But, Tracy, what I was going to ask you, in the case of a multiple men, should I say multiple partners, can a rape kit identify each and every one of them, or it can only identify one?
I don't know, but I don't think so.
I would assume that if they're doing a DNA sample on the semen, they'd be able to identify the different partners that she's had.
Well, at what point in time do a DNA sample become contaminated?
Well,
maybe we need to get somebody here,
some
specialist, to answer that.
Yeah, you would have to have a DNA specialist to tell you exactly, like in terms of the lab procedure, how they separate out the DNA out of the semen sample that they're able to collect on the at the time that she has the rape kit done.
Hey, you know, when you have multiple partners, I think they can, from my understanding, from whatever I've read in the past, you can say that there's multiple semen there or multiple people there, but it's kind of hard for you to identify because that means it's now colluded. It's not just one track. Now, modern technology may be able to separate it out today, but I'm not quite sure about that. I have to do some more research on that. But I will say this. What'd you say, Eric?
The idea of multiple partners in this day and age without raincoats is pretty disgusting to me.
But you got to understand how many people have, you know, there are people, you have to understand, as I said yesterday, there are people that are freaky. Wasn't that a commercial? Yeah. They are. I mean, you got to realize what people do.
Right. I mean, Tracy, there's a reality show called Sex Send Me to the ER.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's a dumb show, too. And they take too long getting to the point. But that's what I'm saying. People do some freaky stuff trying to get to some places. Come on now.
Yeah, they got a show on now where the people date naked.
Yes, I saw that too. Hey, tell me that.
Yeah, I was like, what the world? Are you serious?
But I actually like that show because people really go on a date and they really like one another. If you watch the show, some people really, they really do like one another.
I guess they do.
But I mean,
the first time you see somebody buck naked, that's kind of crazy.
Listen here. But you have to understand, they have to block out a certain parts of this. We know that, right? They have to block it out. So when they have to block it out.
They're doing that for television purposes, but the people
listen, I know that, but listen, do you really think that I'm really trying to find out what's in your mind when I'm sitting there with a naked man?
The thing is, Tracy, some woman tried to sue the show because they didn't blur out quick enough, and they made it to the they made it past the editing, and now she's trying to sue. But it's like, really? You're on a TV show naked.
And during the process of the show, these people are hugging each other, and they're alone, and they're kissing each other.
Can I ask you
And they're constantly
question?
Rubbing you, against each other, and they're naked. I mean, that's crazy.
You're
showing that on television.
What do y'all think naked people do when they come together? Sit there
but
and take
what
pictures?
I'm saying is, to actually show that all on TV, to show two naked people coming together and they're embracing each other and they're in the shower and all this kind of stuff. I mean, this is going too far to have this on television.
John, listen, this
is like soft porn you're putting on TV.
John, listen here. I'm trying to tell y'all. When I was talking about the book 50 Shades of Grey, which is a number one seller trilogy in the world, women all over are reading this book and have read this book. They are making a movie coming out at the beginning of next year. It is some serious freaky stuff going on there.
Yeah.
And they are embracing this. And do we not understand what it is doing to the minds of people? That's not normal.
Yeah.
This is coming from the far left. This is what a lot of the Europeans.
It's causing the mind to be
debased. They feel that America, you know, we're not exceptional. So we need to go on and like Europe, and they have shows like this on prime time over there. Making newscasters and everything else.
People, and so when you talk about multiple partners and people having partners with that's people do some crazy stuff. That's why I said some people like to get beat. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. If you will put a gerbil up your butt, that will tell you right there there are people that are crazy.
Well,
and there are people that do it every day. Come on now. Who puts a rodent up the behind? What was it? Think about it.
Wait a minute. Shoot the rodent up with cocaine first.
Let me just think about this. Just put this in your mind. What would possess you in your mind to say, rodent, let's see what we can do with this. And we go get a hamster and go find some place to put it in your body. Come on.
Well, the reason why homosexual men do that because they're trying to widen that anal muscle up.
No, that's not
so
what
that another man can get
that is not it whatsoever. They get off on that, dog.
They like it.
That's it. They get off on it, and many times they gotta go to the hospital because of
nylon breaks.
Right.
And I ain't gonna mention no names of some people that have had to go to the hospital because the nylon broke. Local, call, your mic is on.
Yeah, Miss Tracy. It do seem like we do live in a pretty sick world, and it seems like a lot of times, it just seems it goes back to what I was just saying earlier, first came on the air, that the bottom line of it that it's basically sin and imperfection. It goes all the way back to our first parents who sin.
Listen. We know. I know all of it's sin. It's all messed up. It's all wicked. It's all satanic at the root. But you got to realize America is condoning it, and then we wonder why we're crazy. I mean, seriously, how can you have football? And let me say this: Ray Rice is not the first football player to physically abuse a woman. And as heinous as the hit of this girl or this man did to this girl, and you saw it. I didn't see the aftermath of the picture of her on how she looked when the bruise. I don't know what happened. We didn't see all that. And when I see the wedding picture, she must have had a really good makeup artist for him to hit her like that, be knocked out, and get married that following Saturday. That means she got married 3 days later, and if you look at her wedding pictures, it was like, wow, she looks pretty good there. So I don't know where the bruising was with that, to be perfectly honest. But I will say this. She is not. There are women in the NFL. There are women who are married to officers. There are women who are getting beaten every day, and no one is saying anything about it. When I say getting beaten, and they're asking to come out, and they're not doing anything about it.
Yeah, because they're not captured on video.
So I got to carry a video. So now women got to have a video camera like the police officers in Ferguson.
Oh, Tracy, let me tell you something. That domestic dispute stuff gets slapped in on the wrist because even with my situation, I called from another, 30 minutes away, and they was like, you have to go back home and call the precinct to where the incident happened. I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, they really don't do anything for domestic dispute. I guess it goes on so much, they don't take it very serious unless the woman takes a step up and, put the man in jail or something. But
yeah.
They don't do nothing.
Got to file a restraining order first.
Yeah.
Then once you get the restraining order in place, you have to file some type of criminal charges with the DA.
Yeah, like 7 years.
Or family
years.
Court.
Yep.
Again, if we want to be honest about what we're doing, then we need to be honest about what we're doing. But right now, we're being very, very disingenuous going after one person and making him an example and not going after everybody. When you talk about rape, and you got to be responsible for what you do.
Protection from abuse order, too.
Absolutely.
Would you say sexual abuse? Absolutely. And we need to teach our young ladies, you don't play with men. You don't play with boys. You don't play with them. You don't play with men. You don't play with – and men, we need to tell them they shouldn't play with us. A man should never come and tell me that he loves me, and he doesn't.
The fathers should tell their daughters about boundaries that you go.
But we don't have them. We don't have fathers.
No, the thing is we can all come up with little pat answers. There's no doubt. The thing is you've thrown away all your standards of society.
So now you have none. And now when you have people who are being violated, you don't know what to do with it. And then you go with all these foolish grabs of things where you're trying to grab at this thing or that thing. You're going to punish this one. You know, you're going to give Roethlisberger 6 weeks off, but now you gave the other man 2 weeks off for hitting this girl in the middle of an argument, and now when you see the tape, you say, oh, he got to go indefinitely, and you punish him twice, but the guy that raped the girl or was included in the rape, you don't even, it's not even being considered.
That's some crazy stuff. That is just it. 334, your mic is on.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because I looked at, there was a long list the guy Tariq Nasheed gave yesterday of different individuals that have been accused of rape, have been accused of different, not rape, but just domestic violence. Russell Crowe, Christian Bale, all these different actors in Hollywood that get a pass. Vanilla Ice has been locked up, I mean, had 4 or 5 different times he's beat women. But it's just kind of funny because with Ray Rice, I do think he deserved to keep playing. I did. I think he deserved a stronger suspension, but he deserved to keep playing. But now they're setting the precedence. And now there's a guy in Charlotte that got into a situation with a female. And what people have to understand, black women a lot of times will take you there. I mean, they will. I know they don't want to hit. They'll hit you. They'll slap you. They'll do whatever. And every guy's not chivalrous and just going to sit there and let get away with it.
Alabama, move your mic back. Move your mouth back from your mic because you're getting
overmodulated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was just saying, every guy's not chivalrous and just going to sit there and let them beat him in the face and spit on him and walk off. So that's the problem. And now, there are a lot of black women that they're very high strung, high, got a lot of attitude. And if they feel like you're cheating or something, they're going to ball their fists up and bust you in the mouth.
We can't take you there.
That's what I'm saying.
We can.
And when they do
that's what I'm saying. I agree.
When they do that, it's going to be a lot of NFL brothers kicked out. Now they're talking about they're trying to push it to one situation, lifetime ban. I mean, this is crazy, man.
Don't, hey, Alabama, don't worry about it because ain't that many black men in the NFL married to black women. You ain't got to worry about that. You ain't got to worry about that.
Well, yeah, Tiger Woods' wife should be locked up right now because she beat him with a golf club. Tiger Woods.
That's what I'm saying. But and I said that earlier. You see, you late. You know I'm getting off the air. You late. I told him earlier when you ain't heard nothing about Solange when she was whooping up on JC in the elevator. You didn't hear no violence at all.
Well, the main reason why, because Jay-Z had a big bodyguard that was standing right next to him. So
now,
the bodyguard wasn't going to let him get beat up.
No.
What do you mean? He got beat up.
Was he getting hit? Was he getting scratched? Was she going after him? Absolutely. Now, that may be what they
hit,
do.
But he wasn't going to be harmed
John,
to the point we're going to be put in the hospital.
Listen here.
Oh, well,
you might not go in, and the girl didn't go in the hospital either. Again, but she was hitting him, and he could have retaliated. And if he had retaliated, we would have got down there and said domestic violence. He had no business hitting the girl, but she was wailing on him for a good period of time.
Yeah, but also
yeah.
He had witnesses in the elevator, so
I don't care. This ain't about no witnesses. That's what I'm saying. You're always going off topic. This ain't about no witnesses. This is about if I hit you, you gonna get hit back.
Yeah.
And we need to be fair about this.
Yeah. Why did she instantly decide to go in on him like that?
Why did who? Solange?
Yeah.
Solange, that was because a fabulous girlfriend had just disrespected her sister trying to, basically sitting on his lap. It's a big mess. So.
Okay. So here we go. Big mess. And so since it's a big mess, I can, like, try to wear you out. No. 347, your mic is on.
Hey, y'all. The problem is – good morning. This is Hotep. The problem is societal also. We have violent nations that attack other nations. We have movies and people that encourage this very macho behavior, guys going on hormones to try and build up muscles. We create these killer warriors. And then we also have on the flip side, I can tell you, I've experienced it, females that will throw blows, punch a man, and really do emotional and other abuse. some men are trained and aware of how to handle that. Now, it's no excuse for what he did totally. He should pay the price. But we then see a double standard. When a white man does it, they often get a get-out-of-jail pass. If a female does it, it's okay. It's just a female punching you in your mouth, et cetera. But if a guy does it, especially a brown guy, the whole sky comes down. So society has these double standards. It's okay for one group, and it's not okay for another.
Yeah, I noticed this song. I noticed that men, African-American men typically get called the B-word by women lately a lot, too.
Is it again?
Yeah, that's true.
What's that?
A lot of women call dudes the B-word nowadays, like it ain't nothing.
Emasculation of the man, and I mean, I'm guilty of getting upset. I stabbed my man with the umbrella, and he popped me in my head, and my ear was ringing for like a whole week. And, you know, I never did it. You know, he held me down, and I never did anything like that again. He didn't even hit me hard, but I knew what I did was not right. That was, you know, you don't hit somebody because you're angry or you think that they, you know, it's not right. You know, I'm grown and I should know better. You know, so
And like I said, in relationships, stuff happens.
Yeah.
You don't go out and advertise your stuff, but if there was a camera on your stuff, you would really be embarrassed for what goes on in your home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and in old school, they used to bring it out on the front porch. All the neighbors knew what was going on in the house. You know, it'd be crazy. It'd be like a new cartoon. I ain't lying. Be like, well, you know someone's going to get whipped up tonight. It is what it is. We just live in a different day, and we got social media. So now the world looks at it and judges us. But in looking at it and judging us, it is something. And we need to be mindful, and we need to take responsibility for what we're doing and not let them manipulate us. Like, and they're manipulating us just like they're manipulating this thing called voter suppression.
Cool.
It's all the same. It's manipulation. It's getting you to believe something that is or is not true. Yes, women get beat, but we need to take responsibility for what's going on and judge each case based upon the evidence and what's going on with that case, not because I just don't like it. And I know I'm right about that, and I know it's not politically correct, but it's true.
Hey, Tracy, when I was growing up, if a man pound caked a woman, her brothers, uncles, and cousins came, pound caked him, he got up, hello, he never hit a woman again. Keep my mic on.
Yes, who's that? Who just asked if their mic was on? 398, your mic is on.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment. You know, you can call it whatever kind of system you want to call it. You know, you can call it communism, you can call it socialism, you can call it democracy, you can call it social democracy. But if you got powerful people behind the scenes lending the government money to sustain itself, you know, making policy to huge multi-billion-dollar corporations, it's the golden rule. It's the man with the gold is ruling. And he's controlling the masses. He's controlling the masses through his money. You know, he's controlling government through corporations. And the law, the law is whatever they deem it to be at the time. Perfect example, look at Bill. It wasn't sex, right? Look at the Silicon Valley breast implant trial of 1991. Man got up in front of the world and redefined the word safe for the entire world. Hey, say, hey, there's no such thing as safe. There never was. Get over it. The women had to pay medical costs plus court costs. So that's what you're dealing with, you know. I mean, it's not fair. Rothenberg should have been, sanctioned a lot harder than he was. And I agree 100%. But the law basically is whatever they say it is at the time.
But it's not.
And it's the end of the day, Trace.
But I know. Listen, I got to go. You guys can stay on there. I've got to go back. I'm done with the day. But listen here. We need to understand the law is what you say it is. And when you allow people to manipulate you and you don't engage yourself in the process, that's how. And you got to think for yourself. And remember, we're not thinking. We're just moving. We'll be right back. We'll see you on Monday. God bless you. Have a good weekend. Be safe. And we'll see you there.
Good weekend, Tracy.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks.
Good night.
What a show this morning.
I had the chick hit me and hit me in my nose with a fist. And my nose is like, when I play ball, if I get any type of hit on it, it just bleeds. That's just how it is.
What you do? You beat on her?
No, I grabbed her.
Well, what she hit you for?
Because I had my phone turned down. I had my phone turned down. She's insecure, and I knew. I said, if another girl called me, she's going to panic. I don't feel like arguing with her, so let me turn my phone down. First of all, me and her wasn't even together at the time, right?
Oh, no.
She hauls off and busts me in the face. Then I grab her. I grab her. We fall on the couch. And I said, you finna get the F up out of here, right? I get up. Now, I could have closed the door and just beat her to sleep if I'd have felt like it. But I didn't. I bagged up. I said, go ahead and leave. She grabs the broom like a wild animal, just swinging. I put my hand up. She popped me on my baby finger. I swear, I felt like she broke it, right?
Boy.
So I go to the door. I push her. I pushed her hard as hell. I ain't gonna lie. I pushed out the door. She fell, right? She calls her brother when she leaves crying as if I done beat him, right? So I'm sitting like, okay. So the only thing I'm saying is this. You got guys now in the NFL that make $200, $300, making league minimum. They're going to get kicked out of the NFL because they're going to date some wild. And I'm just being honest. Every guy in the NFL ain't dating white women. A lot of these guys are going to lose out because of the women they date. And really, quite frankly, it's really going to be bad for a lot of sisters because brothers going to start getting to the league. And they're going to start saying, you know what,
they're going to West Africa and find them a wife, Alabama. You're absolutely right. It is racial element.
Because these women play something.
Whites cannot stand to see that many blacks making millions of dollars.
Just by every black woman I've dated them put their hands on me. And I still love them. And I'm not a sellout like that. But black women have a problem with their temples. They go unchecked in our society. You go on worldstarhiphop.com. Black women are fighting on every video. I mean, it's just, it's about 70% of the videos on WorldStar are black women fighting. That's just the bottom line.
And brother, let me say this. When I did what I did, and I changed myself a lot. I have a book here called Man Leads, and she talks about the masculine and feminine energy and balancing between man and woman. And it has helped me a great deal in my life. And I'm going to tell you something. I felt bad after I did what I did, you know, and I learned my lesson as well. But a lot of times women, our emotions get the best of us, and we can flip out. We can get flip out because we feel like we're not being heard. And the situation with that female, she was crazy. She wasn't even your woman. You wasn't even committed to her, so she was just crazy. But in the point with her,
I called the pastor trying to get him to stop it, and he was like, well, I'm not going to, you know, we're just going to pray. And this. I was like, no, if you don't get involved, somebody's going to get hurt. So I called her brother and calmed him down. But if I hadn't have done that, because I didn't want to talk to him, if I hadn't called her brother, where would this have gone? You see what I'm saying? And this is what I'm saying. So I would have got a domestic violence. Had she called the police, she could have messed my life up. I could have not been able to work. It's all type of stuff. Once this stuff gets on your record as a man, we don't have any repercussions. The law is so much on the woman's side. I don't like the fact that the NFL is saying, look, you out for life on a situation. They talking about entertaining one situation, domestic violence, you out for life.
I totally agree.
Down here in South Carolina, if you get arrested for a CDV, that is considered a felony. You can't own a gun. It truly messes you up big time.
Mm-hmm.
Big time.
And you know, when I had a little dispute with my man at the time, my uncle got to me and he said, look, he said, you didn't have to call the cops. He said, you could have called me and I would have just pressed them and it would have never happened again. And his father even told me, he said, look, if he's acting like that, you call me. Just that simple. You know what I'm saying? And I end up regretting it because, you know, I have a child with him, and it was just a situation that blew out of hand between us. And the thing is, it's not fair because some couples, it just happens. Sometimes somebody acts belligerent, someone gets knocked out. It's not okay, but there's some couples that's just what happens.
There's a lot of white police officers that's on the force and beat their wives.
She called his mama. He was being her so bad. She called his mama. I know a woman who's married, and her husband fought all the time, but she was kind of stupid. She kept asking him if he was gay and if he'd be with a man, so he would knock her out, you know. So, yeah, so it's crazy.
Oh, Bianchi,
That's why I will say that police officers should have their names in a registry, a national registry, just like pedophiles, rapists, and abusers, so that a municipality know exactly what they're getting involved in.
Well, I've got a friend of mine right now that he hadn't gotten beaten lately, but his wife has took a 40-ounce full bottle of beer and broke it over his head. He's come to me on two occasions where he's asked me to stitch his head up. Where she's cut him. She got locked up for a CDV for almost slicing off his finger, and he's in love with her. He's in love with her. Love her to death. As a matter of fact, the last time she hit him with a baseball bat and liked to, you know, she hit him and she split his ear wide open. And if it hadn't been for the neighbor, he wasn't going to press charges.
Yeah, some neighbor, people, that's their relationships, yeah.
Well, yeah, the neighbor told the police that I saw her hit him. That he was saying that he fell off the stairs.
It's crazy.
Yeah, man,
so
it's just the legal system is
geared. Who was that, Alabama that told, or that was South Carolina that told the story about that girl?
That was me. That's Alabama.
Yeah, man. I'm just thinking about that because, you know, it's sad because there's been so many women out here that have been raped and they have not told no one. So many women. And then there's the women who didn't even get raped, but they're getting raped and then people's lives are ruined because of, you know? Because it's such a sensitive situation. How do you really prove it unless that woman runs to the hospital the same day and scream and holler and say,
But this female hit me because she couldn't control her emotions.
Absolutely.
Well, let me tell you what really set her off. She was cussing, going off, and she was real nice looking, so I sat there and I took as much as I could. After a while, I said, you know what? I stood up, went by the door, get your, you know, and get the F up out of here. I'm fooling with you. Get by. I don't buy. Go. And that's when she hit me.
Yeah. Because
she couldn't take the fact that I checked her and just, she thought, like, I know he ain't telling. Because women like that ain't used to getting checked like that. So I checked her and she just couldn't handle it. She just couldn't handle being checked because she got a big butt and a pretty face. And that's why she started going off acting a fool. And I'm just saying, man, I just think it's a lot of red tape that these women get to, you know, put guys through. The legal system has swung in the wrong direction. You can ruin a man's life.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. The legal system doesn't stop to think maybe some of these women are scandalous.
That's your fault.
They don't entertain.
You shouldn't have been within swinging distance. You got to learn how to duck and bob and weave. You know she's
okay,
angry.
If you've never been hit. If you've
and
never
you
been hit, by
I'm not because I know how to duck. I know how to duck and get out the way. If you stay out of range, they can't hit you.
Okay.
That's
the real deal. But let me ask you this. How does Jeff know so much about having gerbils and why gay people have gerbils up their butt?
Stop it.
He spoke up on that so fast with so much authority.
Hey, you know what? You know what, Bag? I'm going to tell you what I know.
Is there something that Jeff is going to tell us? He spoke up so quickly. Jeff just spoke up so quickly.
Guess what? You're not talking no more. Guess what? Because I still got control. I was waiting for this bump to come. Hey, I'm not like you with the personal experience of it. I worked in the emergency room for lots of years.
Yeah, okay. A lot of people know about the gerbil thing.
Thank you.
I learned about that in high school. Yeah, that's not
San Antonio, Texas, and up in New Hampshire. I worked in emergency room, and we saw several people come through with that same stuff. So that's how I know about it. Now, I think you know about it from personal experience, Brown. So now, we'll see that Jeff ain't stupid. And I know when you show up and you got all this stuff. else you got to say. But I still have control of the board a lot of times, even when you do. So don't try me. You know, I hate when people are cowards and they come off like you do. So these people are having a great conversation. They're doing their thing. Talking intelligently, and then you come in from left field with some, you know, degradation of society type of thing, trying to degrade me. I'm on the radio. You're not. I love y'all.
Yeah, you know, but you know, South Carolina, you know, this type of topic is very serious. And what sticks out to me with the football thing is,
in their butt.
No, but the football thing is that there are people that have rape cases, and they're still playing football. I mean, this man's wife still married him, you know, and this man was just completely emasculated and lynched in front of everyone. And I didn't think that was fair that they terminated him and made an example out of him. And I was like, this is not an example. You need to make an example.
But hold on. Paul George, the guy that broke his leg in the
I don't know football player names.
Paul George sent out a tweet. He's an Indiana Pacers guy. He sent out a tweet saying, y'all need to leave him alone. I mean, at least let him play. Y'all shouldn't do him like that. You know, y'all being too hard on him. And he had to come out and quickly make an apology. Became a big major story. Why? Because ESPN is liberal. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. ESPN is ran by feminists and homosexuals. So you have to deal with that. You can't say anything against gays. You can't say anything against women on those channels. If you're a man, and for a lot of times athletes are going to be a lot more masculine and they're going to be a little bit different. And so they may actually voice their opinion. And when they do, they have to hurry up and come out and quickly do damage control and
I don't understand feminists, because one thing my husband said that made sense, because, you know, they were talking about that young girl that played softball, Monet, and the feminists were talking about, yeah, you know, girls can do it and this and that. And he was like, wait a minute, like, why are they not talking about the female basketball players? Why are they not giving them props? You know, they're women, and he was, you know, talking about that. And I was like, you know, the feminists, I don't even care for them, because I just think they have another agenda, because I saw the Beyonce performance, and she was like, the performance said, you know, I love Beyonce, but she had a thing that said, oh, they say girls can't do this and girls can't do that, and I'm like, who is they? As far as I can see, women are doing their thing. I mean, maybe the women are not being paid as much as the men in the league, and I can understand the politics of that, but who said that women can't do some of the things that men are doing, and what things that men are doing that you want women to do too? I don't understand this. What is the argument? So that's where my argument comes in with this whole feminist thing. Because it seems like a bunch of women who don't understand the nature of a man. That's what it sounds like to me, the stuff they be talking about. Hello? Anybody there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah,
nobody said anything.
You onto something there. I think you really are into something
there. Because, you know, I had to think about, I'm like, us women, we make our jokes, but at the end of the day, men and women need one another. We know that for a fact. We need one another. And a man understands he needs a woman more than anything. It's the woman who screams, I don't need a man more than anything. And I just think that it's just a disconnect between the energies of the man and the woman. And I think that's what the feminist movement and this stuff creates. Because you have to think, why? Why would you allow children to be transgender? Why would you? What is the purpose of all this stuff? Really?
That seems more on her as a mother's choice than a child.
When Beyonce calls herself a feminist, I'm like, I have a problem here, because I watched the awards show, and these women were walking around half naked, and they had on dresses, and the splits was all the way up to past their stuff.
Well,
like,
Beyonce say that for business reasons. You have to.
I know that, and that's what upsets me, because I'm like,
but you
is
can't
not
have her. How you gonna be upset when they spending money? White women have way more money to spend than black women do.
No. I'm talking about the whole feminist thing. don't sit around here and have our, you know, tell our girls they can dress any kind of way that they want.
You remember Oprah's show?
Which one?
You remember Oprah's show? Any of them? Oprah didn't have that many black women in her show. The majority of the women that's in her show was white. So
Oprah didn't even have straight men on her show.
I'm talking about women. Now, as I said before, when you're in business, you have to comply to your customer base.
Oh yeah, of course not. There's a white woman that wrote a book that said, "I learned everything from Oprah. Everything Oprah taught me," or something like that. Yeah, you're right. Oprah didn't have barely any black women that was out for her.
That's the same thing this Cleveland Cavalier owner, I guess it was, said that at his basketball game, was it football game or basketball game, Alabama, he made the comment that the majority of the cheerleaders were black, the music and the concessions was black music, said whites don't feel comfortable around that. So those are the choices you have to make. But this thing with Ray Rice, you know, it is a lot of racialness in this. To see that many black millionaires on the football field, and especially the basketball field, kind of strikes a nerve with some.
Hmm.
Well, you know, if this Michigan, if Ray Rice,
Michigan, I need your phone number too.
Okay, but if Ray Rice, good attorney, now I agree with Jeff here. He's going to rack them up.
You're right. He is.
He's going to tear their ass up. Yep.
Yeah, man. I felt bad for him, but I really did.
Yeah, he's going to get more money with that lawsuit than he would from playing football. You watch.
Yeah, I felt so bad for the brother because I'm like, at least we have a couple. You know, I just felt bad. I'm like, this is too much. This is too much. This is too far. That's all I kept feeling the whole time I watched it. Too far, too much. People have disagreements. You know what I mean? It's just that's what happens. Unfortunately, this is.
Well, won't nobody, one of us I was showing Trace in the chat room. Don't nobody say nothing about all these white police officers beating up black women.
But that's a scary thing too. A lot of I had when I was like as young as like 17, a police officer jumped in my face. Because I got an attitude, and I was just like, and I think about that shit now. Oh my God, I was a little girl. Like, why would he do something?
You,
I wasn't even that type.
Whether
of
you
kid.
Get
just,
an attitude or not, they supposed to be on a job. If they can't handle a job, they need to get their asses off of it.
Exactly, and I was like, but I had to.
And the only way
like,
you're gonna get them off of it, you're gonna have to have the same type of rage like people are having with this Ray Rice. It needs to be applied there. I bet white women won't lead that rage. I bet the organization now, NOW, won't lead that rage. You know, in Detroit, back in the 90s, when black parents came together in the ad hoc committee on a day in Detroit when it was about 25 degrees below zero to address the problem with black males in the public schools. And they came up with some ideas which led to the creation of the Malcolm X Academy. They came up with the idea of having, male classes and female classes. Well, that white group now they came out and sued them for even dreaming of something like that.
Well, unfortunately, with black women and black men, there's just the imbalance. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of frustration. You know, black women don't mean any harm. But a lot of black women need to just come back to femininity, if you ask me. They wear
them
all the hair weave and stuff, but they're masculine women. That's what they
them
are.
Them white women would marry a black athlete 1 week and divorce him the next. And it is true that when young black college athletes go to these colleges, these white coaches hook them up with white women.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, I don't believe that.
It's true. No, it's not. It's true. And I tell you who can tell you that? Onion Hartnell. He's a famous radio host. Knows it very well. And you may not believe it, but he would tell you about it. Especially if it was going on at Mizzou. Yeah.
Oh. You don't need the coach to hook them up. Them white women are going to hook themselves up.
Well, I'm talking about this was back then, like a while ago.
They gonna come out the woodworks.
And one of the reasons they was using excuses saying that white women would use protection, whereas black women wouldn't get pregnant and distract their athlete.
Well, here's the thing. That's true too. And but I don't think they go on a I'm gonna hook you up with this chick type of thing because it doesn't fit the psyche.
They did, Jeff.
The culture alone, the college culture alone, they gonna have access to as many white women as they want, two and three at a time. So just that culture is gonna put them in the vicinity of white women. I mean, they come on campus getting two and three of them at a time. So.
Hey, we had an athlete here. Matter of fact, he was Nigerian, went to John Burroughs, and that coach hooked him up with his daughter, and he got a full ride to Harvard. He played baseball. So the heck they want, too. They will hook your son if he's potential up with somebody. I mean, that's cash money.
Yeah, they will. Yep.
Well, anyway, like I said, I just see that whatever in sports they have to make a statement, they're using black people to do it, and because they sure did not get any too much slap back. However, I think that this is going to play a little bit differently because Goodell, I think, is going down whether he knew about this thing or not. Because the police swear they sent the tape to them. Back in April, yeah. And so therefore, here's the thing. My thing is this: if you're going to see something later and go back after this man, why aren't you going back and getting Ben Roethlisberger and suspending him indefinitely after the freaking fact?
Yeah, but this is where that delusion comes in, that this is some non-racial culture. Why would they? If they have a chance to make a African-American man the poster child for violence against women, why would they use a white man? I would use a black one, too.
Well, yeah, we know what they would use, but that's an argument that Jeff is using is very legitimate. As a matter of fact, I didn't pay much attention to this until I heard that this happened back in, February was it, Jeff?
Right.
I guess what I'm saying is that what makes us look childish is, knowing that you're living in a race-based society, whenever a racial issue comes up, we act confused and surprised that they do it. We just look so childish in situations.
Well, but the thing is that, first place, you can't expose this man to double jeopardy. That's violating his constitutional rights. You know, a contract cannot violate your constitutional rights. And the other thing is, like Jeff said, they showed a whole string of people that had been involved in domestic violence, and none of them was Roethlisberger, none of them was Brett Favre. They was all black athletes in football.
Right.
So if you don't
when he sues the NFL, that's why they're going to settle. He's going to tear them up in court. They're going to settle. He's going to light them up, and they know it. But see,
And don't tell me white folks don't change the rules. Why come the basket is 12 foot now rather than 10 foot in NBA? A black team went out in West County, here where I live, in St. Ann, a baseball team. And when the black players would get caught in a rundown between first and second, they would have the white defensive player tripping all over their feet. So they came up with a rule and said you can only change directions twice. If you go to break, you caught off of first base, you go to second, you come back to first, you cannot head back to second in the rundown.
Hey, that's the benefit of having a coach. You can change the rules.
Well, it ain't like that no more, but I tell you, I'm just telling you what they done.
Well, let me tell you something, though. Here's where I get upset at about some things in Michigan. Don't ever get me wrong. I am absolutely pro-black. I can't say that all the time, but I am because of this. You know, we're the ones that are getting the short end of the shaft all the time, and it's a design, and I'm sick of the systems to keep us there. And so that's what I always argue against. And even though I can't convince many people that that's the case, I try to convince us, then let's do something like this. If we were down in Ferguson, don't let these young folks sit up there and riot, but we don't have control of our neighborhood, so it doesn't matter. The kids can do whatever they want to do. But the deal is, we should have sat down at the police station and blocked the entrance to the police station with 1,000 people. Blocked it. It's your police station. You pay a bill for it. You own it. Shut it down.
Yeah.
But, Jeff, you know that the people that were rioting were people that were not from Ferguson, because even the business owners have said the people that was tearing up their stuff was like, we didn't even know those people. So they said there were people that were not from Ferguson that was tearing that stuff up, and they were going back to whatever town they were from.
This was a plan, and listen, do not think and put it past that the United States government didn't do something like this.
Well, I think it was all set up to start a race war amongst the people. I really do. And I think they distracted us by trying to bring in all these celebrities,
you know,
like Ayanna Van Zandt.
No, they weren't starting a race war.
Listen, you know what's so funny? I predicted with this Ferguson situation, black people are going to start getting jobs now. And look what happened just recently. They're saying there's more jobs offerings now.
Well,
I know in New York.
Well,
you know,
the thing is, it's got to be changed, though, Aminti. What we had through some solutions out there. One is to have a separate agency, like a Kelly Girls or somewhere. This agency keeps track of all the black applicants who are qualified, drug tested and everything, to be firefighters and police officers. And until the imbalance is corrected,
the police department,
the fire department has to go to this agency and say, we looking for an applicant. Because if you don't, then all they're going to say, well, I can't find nobody.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Doug. But, you know, when we as African-Americans, a lot of times when we get stuck, you know, meaning we're trying to give explanation to our social condition, when we get stuck scientifically, we jump to the conspiracies. You know, they're going to start a race war. Listen, Neely Fuller and other brothers and sisters, I mean, they've already laid it out. So we don't even need no more theories about whether or not it's going to be a race war or whether or not whites are conspiring. I mean, if we still, you know, looking for answers for those basic questions, I mean, that just tells us how immature we are. I mean, it's a systematic. You know, that's why, you know, it's arguing with people who are emotional about the racial situation. It's crazy.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, talk about these public works jobs. Now, you can't make businesses doing it, but these public work jobs,
correct?
Those public work jobs, the employees in those jobs should be reflective of the population demographics
correct.
That they're serving.
Correct.
Period. I mean, now I don't care. I understand the other incidents that these Arabs and Middle Easterners open up shop and hiring their cousin Asians do themselves. But
correct.
These public work jobs, especially the fire department, because when them firemen retire, they go back out to Hicktown and spend that retirement
correct.
Money. And
correct.
You continue
correct.
To pay
correct.
Them.
Yeah.
So that
yeah.
kind of crap
see,
has
you
got
know
to
what,
change.
You know what, but you know what, Bianca, for blacks to even be having to give that lesson, it, like you just said, that's a basic, those are basic political understandings.
You're
well,
absolutely
you
right.
To
they should
give
be basic.
That message in 2014, just that lets you know how immature we are.
And see, if white folks was to handle the.
You got to tell them that. Yeah.
If whites were to get off their fat, lazy ass and handle the problem of all these illegal immigrants, then in the towns where they predominant, they would have enough jobs for their daughters and sons, and they wouldn't have to be coming over in our community and using
correct.
This old good boy system, buddy system,
correct.
In order to get hired. and keeping black folks standing on the corners in the unemployment line and driving 15 miles for a minimum wage job, even if it's that.
You know, I have said, if you just in the public sector, between your social service workers, your public, your school teachers, your fire department, and your police department, if you would just make those jobs alone available to the people within those communities, that will create a middle class that could probably turn around a whole lot of black communities. That's simple.
And I ain't saying nothing about, I ain't saying nothing about, well, you got bad black police officer too. Well, that ain't the point. We talking about economics. If a bad police officer or a good police officer is living in the community, spending that money in the community, it's going to help these children to be able to have access to that money one way or another to keep them out of trouble.
Correct. Correct. And if you got a bad police, black police officer, you fire his ass and get another black one. If he bad,
you're damn right.
You fire his ass and get another black one. That's how that works. You keep firing the black one, you get a black good one.
Yeah. That's how I should. I'm looking on this internet about white NFL or NBA players being charged with domestic violence, and you don't have a one listed. And you know good and damn well this is not endemic to just black people.
Correct.
But this is something that you're going to see, because they're going to cover these other guys. They couldn't do nothing with Roethlisberger because he had too many people coming at him at one time.
Yeah.
You know, at one time. So this is something that's really deep and something. This is where you should have Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson out there on the forefront saying something. This is not right, and this is not fair. This is unjust balance. See, and I understand.
Those guys are entrepreneurs. And
they should be considered in anything that they're saying now, because they're disingenuous to it all.
Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton have the ability to attract the big press, and they should be out there saying something against that.
Yeah, they should. Absolutely, they should. But, you know, that's where you get into what their motivations are, what their intentions are. And I don't think they have any intentions.
Michigan, man, come on now. You know, back in the day, you was happy as hell to see Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton ride up on the scene. Now, as time go by, I mean, here's another point. That's a problem in black society, that your leaders got to stay out there on the front line till they 80 and 90 years old. Everybody else's leader is on the back 40 enjoying themselves.
You know, when you have a community, you don't have leaders. You have CEOs.
But until you get a community, you got to have people like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton.
Yeah, no, I think your business leadership, when you don't have a community, is born out of the entrepreneurial class. I don't think it's going to be born out of the civil rights.
When Al Sharpton came here to St. Louis in 1999, when we shut down Highway 70, both lanes, both directions, should I say, because contractors was coming through doing highway work and wasn't hiring black folks. We got a lot of stuff out of it. We got a training center called the Met Center, where it brought in thousands of African-Americans and other poor, and they was trained for a variety of jobs. Heck, I got two bridges out of it, one at Grand and 70, one at Shreve and 70.
You're making my point, Bianchi. Now, with Al Sharpton having that history and that understanding and that experience, why would he be running around talking about tree rights and civil rights, and when he knows that?
But the kids, the baby had to eat baby food before he starts eating church's chicken.
No, I'm saying, but you making the point about Al Sharpton. Now, he knows what works, and he knows what's most effective. Now, why would he jump off of that train that's working and jump back on a tricycle? talking about civil rights.
Well, you know, I hear what you say, but, you know,
yeah.
groups have to invite them in. They don't come in on their own and get no leeway. You know, Jackson came here and the young people ran his butt away.
The Urban League, Rainbow Push, and the Action Network, they have researchers. The information that you just talked about putting that infrastructure together in Ferguson, bringing in those agencies that can make sure you can funnel blacks into some of those positions, all of them have the infrastructure to be on the ground in Ferguson making that happen. Which one of them don't?
Well, it's been
which
done.
Which one of them don't have the infrastructure? I'm saying, but which one of those organizations
done, but,
don't have
it's been done by local people.
Oh, man, come on, man.
It is. My lawyer, my lawyer and his group of lawyers is working on it.
Okay.
Well, gentlemen, I got to get rid of the room.
How's the family, Jeff?
The next time. Have a great weekend.
How's the family, Jeff?
Family good, man. Everybody's good.
All right, well, give my regards to your sister and your wife.
I sure will. She's in Florida now, my sister. She'll be down there for a little while.
All right, then.
Yeah, she still travels a lot.
Why don't you give me your number, man, and then I'll text you my cell phone number.
To me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Fiona.
314-677-4953. I had your number. I don't know what happened to it.
Yeah, I had yours, too. Yep. So I'll text it to you.
You got mine? Michigan?
Yeah, I think I have yours too, Jeff. Go ahead and give it to me, man.
Okay, I got yours on the screen.
Well, just text him, Jeff, and he'll text it.
Okay, there you go.
269-369-0013, right?
Yeah.
All right, I got you.
You don't know what ignorant fools are listening.
Well, the thing is, look,
well, you know, we might disagree on some points here and there, but by and large, I'd like to keep a brain storm going with people that think, and that's my biggest thing, because I want to effectuate change for real. I'm too old to be out here, you know, fooling around with stupid things that don't work. I ain't marching no more, you know. I'm done with it.
All right, Jeff. Well, you take care of yourself.
You all too. God bless.
Hey, you know what the you feel that Bianca?
Hey, Mitch, let me ask you: is it cold up there where you are?
Man, yeah,
it's about
cold,
50
bro.
Down here.
Man, it's getting cold.
I had to get my damn sweats out.
Yep, it's getting real cold. The KKK was doing the march, and some young brothers said, "Man, we're gonna go over there and march against them." I said, "No, what you need to do?" It was hot too. I said, go get some bottled water and some refreshments and set up your little stand and sell them some water.
That's a good idea. Did they do it?
No, I don't know if they did or not.
But that would have been the right thing to do.
That's right.
Make some money off of them.
That's right.
Make money off of
them. That would have been the biggest insult to them. They said, boy, these niggas think they smart now. I'd have been selling them some water.
Yep, that's the thing to do. Make money off of them.
That's what they do to us.
Yeah, we march and they're still out there selling hotel space and everything else.
That's right.
But you know what, man? These foreigners, these Indians and Egyptians, man, they buying up all these hotels.
Yeah, they are.
I was down in Jackson, Mississippi. We stayed at the Regency, a big, lavish hotel. Well, and they had bought that up.
Yeah, they going to town. I wonder what corporate structure is giving that stuff away like that. Cause you know it's
hey, what about that black hotel that used to be there right down the street from the museum in Detroit?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm about 2 hours away from Detroit. I know it was a nice black-owned hotel. I don't know if they're still up or not.
I can't think of the name of it. It was long.
Yep.
It was like back in 97 when I was there, I think.
Yeah, but they were still in existence, I would say, within the last 10 years because
mm-hmm.
I went to it. Yeah, but I don't know if they are now. But, yeah, it was Walmart.
Yeah, it's set on the opposite side of the road down the street from the Chrysler building.
Yeah.
Or the GM building, one of them, too. The big, tall.
Old Coleman Young, man, he had that infrastructure in place. He had it set up for him back when he was the mayor.
Well, you know, Maynard Jackson done the same thing in Atlanta.
Man, it's about two of the man. Maynard Jackson was tough. That brother was tough. I like them when they come in there talking
at economics. We had a mayor here, our first black mayor, Bosley, done the same thing.
Yeah, when I was on the city council, I went to the Black Economic Summit, and he was one of the keynote speakers. This was years ago. And after that meeting, he met with a core group of people. You know, things that he said things that he couldn't say, you know, over the mic. But that's a tough brother. He was a tough brother. Maynard was a bad brother.
Yeah. Well, that's why I keep harping on, man. I've fight here should be about the economics. Leave all that little crazy mess alone.
Yep.
Keep producing millionaires in these sports. We need to get back into baseball.
Yep.
And suck that money out.
That's right. Well, that's good, man. Normally, you know, it's brothers and sisters that part of the middle class or well off who have time to think, you know, and analyze shit like you're able to do. And so that's why everybody can't be nailing on hammering and nailing. You got to have some thinkers, man. In order to turn this stuff around. You know what I mean? Everybody can't be sweeping, man. Or we're going to be in trouble.
I talked to a Nigerian who just came over last week. Mm-hmm. He's a chicken farmer over there. And he's coming over here to want technology so he can expand on his operation.
Yep.
And I called up a friend of mine who's a Nigerian, Victor Weefa.
Yep.
And hooked them two up, and they've been talking and sharing ideas. But whether it's that or dairy farming, them people are coming to get this technology in order to expand their operations, which they're supposed to be doing.
Absolutely, that's all they should come over for. Now, as far as that mechanism.